Blog Talk Radio.
And it's 8:02 on Wednesday night, and I have so much to talk to you about tonight. And you know, there's a lot of things happening, and good, bad, evil that is happening. So, and I'm going to make a couple of announcements. So, let me start with the announcement. Okay, Friday night I will be hosting Raids on Radio. I'm co-hosting that with Christy. And let's see, what else? I will be doing that Friday night, so Maison Radio is back on Friday night at 7 Pacific my time, so that would make everyone like 9 o'clock. So, yeah, and then let's see, what else? Let's just get this party started, kind of. But Dad just said, yeah, let's get it started. Tonight, my nicely co-host will be Bridget. Terry's in class. He, you know, left us all for class for a couple of hours. But she will be back on the, she might call in on a break. And so she will be here. And, yeah, that's all my announcements. So I'm just waiting for Bridget to call in. And, yep, and I just, let's have fun tonight, but just hope that everything flows and, you know, that we don't have really any, you know, trouble, which, you know, we never do. You guys look great. This audience is great. So, but this, whenever Brizzy gets here, we can really start. So, yeah, I hope everyone has been having like a good week, and yeah, and let's just get this party started, and I'm just waiting for Bridget to call in, and let's see, you know, I mean, there's a lot I want to talk about tonight. I mean, you know, we really didn't get to talk about a lot on Monday because Monday was like a crazy show from hell. And excuse me for saying that, but that's just how I'm feeling. Oh, yeah, Bridget is on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, so, okay, let me start out by saying, yesterday I usually don't watch soaps live because then you have to, like, fast forward them. And, you know, you don't have to worry about the commercials. But I saw AMC yesterday, and...
Oh, I cried.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you. I was in almost, you know, I was in a little huddle position crying, and I had to go get my Kleenexes. It was just, you know, it was a really good tribute, but I think they are having another one. I hope this is, yesterday wasn't the last day. I mean, do you think today was, I mean, they are not going to even mention it because half of the town wasn't over the Taz.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the majority of it was yesterday. I think they'll do some mentions about him, but I think the big part of it was yesterday.
Well, I thought it was really well done and... You know, I like I said, I was in tears, and then I was flipping between all my children and Bold and the Beautiful with Donna and Brooke, and Katie's mother died from drowning, which I still think Stephanie caused it, but I cannot prove it. So, yeah, so between those two, I'm like, okay, that's it. So I didn't even have the energy to watch Days after my crying thing. Oh, cool, Dallas. You can hear me. Oh, yeah. And all the guests in the room, you can just come out and come back in by signing in, and then you can join us on a crazy little show. So, oh, my God, Sully is not... Oh, speak of the devil. I mean, the night, Sully. Hey, Sully.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you guys? Hey, Bridget, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm fine, thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful.
And what have you ladies
hey,
been discussing?
Hey, Kari, did you read Nancy Graham's Twitter today about Brandon and Bradford and Scott?
No, what?
It says, Brandon is the Jewish Rick Springfield, Bradford is the hetero Adam Lambert, Scott is just plain adorable, Steve is Frito in Godfather 2.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't, no.
That is hilarious. She wrote that today.
Does this have to do with their rock band or what?
Yeah, Porkchuck,
oh,
yes.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what she said on her Twitter today. I had to say that on here. I thought it was funny.
Oh, it is funny.
She put that on it 3 hours ago. It was funny when I read it.
Oh, my gosh. Dallas in the room says she loves Bridget.
I love you too, Dallas.
Dallas is, oh my God. Okay, honey, Dallas, BA cannot sing. We also Bradford on some stuff.
Yeah, what he was singing on that, on when they showed that clip, that wasn't the song he should have been singing.
That doesn't fit his type of voice.
I'm sure showy tunes and country and stuff like that, but what they sang to show that video, I wasn't impressed. And it didn't even show
Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All it showed was Scott and Bradford.
Right.
It didn't show, and the drummer. It didn't show anything. Brandon at all.
It was just that's and when I heard him, and when I heard, you know, Bradford sing, I said, I knew he has a nice voice, you know, but for that type of song,
it was a poor song, and they're doing cover songs.
He is not a rock singer, and if this is what they do to catapult there, how long.
And for $250, that
wouldn't be
$250. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so. I don't pay that for nobody. I don't have that kind of money. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is crazy. Silly, before you came on, we were talking about All My Children in the tribute they had with Palmer yesterday.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, you know what, I kept thinking, I'm like, okay, crap. I'm going to have to go through this in a what's the thing with Addison in Addison in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I mean, I was literally crying. I mean, I wasn't like the biggest fan of Palmer's, but just how they did was so nice and sweet. And,
right. And it was just the idea of he's been on the show forever. I mean, he was one of the mainstay. Palmer and what's his name? They were always fighting.
Adam and Palmer. Always.
I mean, they were the show. Adam and Palmer. Adam, they were always trying to outdo each other.
What?
When Palmer shot Adam that one time.
Oh, that was hysterical. That was hysterical.
Oh, my God.
He said, I'm going to use this, and he shows the knife.
Mm-hmm.
I thought,
yeah,
that's when they had great writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the shows were good. The shows were funny. It had a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part is when Dixie was at the very end and
said, I cried.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I was wondering. I said, I mean, they're not going to show Dixie in heaven or something. And sure enough, she was to lead him in, you know, which I thought was nice. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, and you know, what Adam said yesterday, I mean, I know it didn't crack me up, but it did. He goes, how am I supposed to say goodbye to someone I spend most of my life hating?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, yeah.
I guess he stayed in character. I mean, you know,
well, isn't
they were
it
always
week?
Fighting.
Isn't it next week when David Canary leaves?
It's soon. And apparently he and what's her name?
He caught JR and Annie in the bed today at the end.
I didn't watch the show yet.
They were just when Adam walks in.
Okay, that's what was missing, though.
Yeah, because I saw the promo for that. I said, oh, well, you know it had to happen because something had to happen so Adam can just walk away from all of that, you know.
Exactly.
And Brooke will go off into the sunset. I said, please take that old man off the show.
Yeah.
Boy, what do these young women find attractive about Adam? I guess it's his money.
His money.
I guess. His money.
And the power.
And the power. Power and money.
Yep.
But you know what? I really think that Annie had some feelings towards him. I don't know, no great love, but I think she.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, I think she has some kind of feelings towards that.
But she's dreaming about JR and getting married to JR.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's because
Lord,
of the power sex and the money and, you know.
Even Erica and Brooke had a cute scene today. I was so impressed with how they did.
Oh, they were being nice to each other.
Oh,
they've had a few, you know, nice scenes, you know, nice scenes, you know.
I mean, it was very well played out. I mean, they did a good job with it today.
And you know, when they were showing pictures of when Palmer was when they had to tape the 40th anniversary, I think, a couple of weeks ago, you could tell that he didn't look
great.
He looked
well.
Still good.
Yeah,
he wasn't well.
You could just sort of tell. And what I thought was really interesting, though, I thought they all would go over to Tad because I thought that was his great uncle.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised that, like,
I don't know. I was kind of wondering too because everybody was at Tad's.
Mm-hmm.
They were even making fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, that was Tad's favorite too. You know, he loves that fried chicken thing.
Well, yeah, because Palmer owed the Chicken Shack.
And Palmer, that's
yep.
right, the chicken.
Yep.
And Opal used to be frying the chicken.
Yep.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job yesterday.
They did. And you know what? I loved that Kendall got to call in because I remember the scene with Kendall and Palmo in the beginning, and I love that, and I'm glad, even though, you know, she wasn't nailed, like, in the room with them, I like the idea about the whole
candle.
They
had all the candles. I thought that was very, that was a nice touch.
And you know what? I kept thinking, this is so bad of me. I kept thinking, I hope they don't all walk away with all these cannons burning and burn down the new set.
Take it as a momentum. I know, but
I just thought, you know, that was a really, I mean, that was, you know, one of the best scenes.
Yeah, that was
know,
a nice touch.
You know, and, but I always wonder because they, whenever someone passes away, who's a guy lately, like, you know, they had Grandpa Houghton have a heart attack. They have Palmer have a heart attack. And I'm just thinking, please don't have Alice have a heart attack. Give us something else besides a heart attack, please.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Or she died in her sleep or something, or she, you know.
So did you guys, watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
I'm so glad.
What?
Drama Kate is gone.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that woman drove me nuts.
Who's that?
Kate Gosling got booted off of Dancing with the
Stars. Oh, boy, I tell you. I know that they had a backstage party after that woman left. And if you notice, because everybody who leaves the show, you know how all the other, you know, people, all the other dancers would not come down and they all have this, you know, group hug because they hate her.
Well, they didn't even do a backstory on her either. They didn't do a feel
they
back.
They want her ass off of it. And I have to give it to Tony because Tony kept, I mean, he's such a nice guy. But I know in the back of his mind he said, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because I know he wanted to be booted off every week because nobody could work with that woman. She's awful.
Yeah.
She's a real diva. You know, but she's finally gone.
Yeah,
finally.
And
so,
I triggered this early. I'm so bitter saw it.
Said,
please don't tell me about American Idol. I mean, you know, last week, I know who won, so it wasn't like.
Right, I'm not going to say anything. See, I had forgotten. You know, I forgot you don't, you know.
Us West Coast
it.
People haven't got to see it yet.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're behind.
But you know, this
guys.
Was a special thing. You know, this was just not the booting off. This was this show lasted for 2.5 hours because this was Idol Give Back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is this is a show that they have every year to fight poverty and hunger in the world. So. That was so, you know, they have to drag it out. So it lasted for about 2.5 hours.
Okay, did it go off when it was supposed to, or did it go over time?
No, it went long. It was supposed to have gone to 10 o'clock. It went off at around 10:25 or so.
We all suit, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys talk for 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Because, No, because when you say that, now I have to go adjust my...
Oh, you have to adjust the timer on your DVR or something? Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, just put it to 10:30,
okay.
Carly. Put it to 10:30.
Okay, hold on, you two.
Okay.
I will mute you.
Okay, all right. So, Bridget.
Thank goodness we got 2 hours tonight.
I'm telling you, because it's going to take, because she got to get it together and put
so
the right timer.
Oh, I was so mad Monday night when I got cut off. Oh, I was ticked off.
Yeah, I got cut off, too. And, I mean, I assume, I got cut off, because usually when we all go off the same time, we all know, you know, that we're going to go off. But, you know, how you're talking and there's no answer. I said, hello?
Monday night.
Yeah,
it was.
Said,
they, like, shut it down quick. I'm like, wow.
Hmm. Yeah, so anyways. So I was reading today in the post about this scene with
okay, I'm back.
Sam.
Today's scene?
Yeah,
it was stupid.
It was a convo. Then it was running up the stairwell, and I guess,
yes,
and then I guess
stupid.
It was humpage. But
it was
whatever it was, you know, some of the people liked it. They said, "Oh, it's wonderful," and some others said, "Oh, please.
it was dumb.
To get a life."
It didn't even fit the scene. It didn't even fit the flow of the scene. I mean,
okay, what happened?
With Jason and Spam today talking on the couch, and then he chases her up the stairs, picks her up to go get a little action. That's all they ever do.
Oh, God. You know what? I would be so, I'm telling you guys, when they do finally break this couple that I call a not, I'm sorry, I feel like they are a non-couple.
They're screw buddies. That's it. They're
mm-hmm.
just screw buddies. That's it. There's no... All he did was talk outside his mouth about the dang trial thing.
Mm. Well, okay.
Well, I mean,
so,
now the convo, what was the basis of it? She felt hurt that he would make such a decision.
She wanted to know where they stood.
Oh,
and,
you know what? You know what, Sam? Will you stand? Will Sam and Jason stand? You know, I mean, you know,
well,
it would be
say?
A... Bivet?
Well, it basically he just explained to her why he was going to go to prison for Sonny because of Michael, Christina, and Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized again for not including her, but he figured that yeah, and
mm-hmm.
it was like, she goes, and then she made a comment about, well, I had a plan to get you out, which included sexy outfits of some sort, and that's when he chased her up the stairs to the bedroom. It was stupid.
Oh my gosh.
They were in the middle of a conversation when they panned to him, which was
dumb.
What?
It went from Patrick
to
Johnny and Olivia.
It
went from Johnny and Olivia, Olivia telling Johnny why she would move into him, right straight to Jason explaining to Sam about why he wanted to go to prison for Sonny. And it was just stupid. I mean, it was pointless. Just another excuse for them to have maybe not even a minute of dialogue. And they it was dumb.
You know, I just...
That was good, then they need to get their eyes checked, because I was not impressed.
No, and come on, I mean, you know, I mean, it's so funny. Even in a way, it's laughable now, because Leo gained less time than Jason and Liz got before the breakup. If you guys think... back on it, Leo gained less time than Jason and Liz.
Yeah. And it was at the very end of the show. I don't think they were the tag, but they were
toward
the end of the show.
Right.
The end was Dante and Michael heading home on the plane.
You know, and I'm trying to give Michael a chance because, you know, I think that's the right thing to do because you soon judge someone by like 1 or 2 days of acting. I just think, you know, he's a recast. Give him a couple of times, even though the Drew people are mad at me, by the way, so in a way.
You know, I give them kudos for trying to support
mm-hmm.
their act.
Right,
but,
exactly.
But
let's get real
done
here.
Is done. Get over it. Because
mm-hmm.
he's not
That's
coming
right.
back. No matter
mm-hmm.
what they do, he's not coming back.
No. Mm-mm.
And
he'll probably go on and do bigger and better things.
The powers that be could give excuses till they're blue in the face, but what they say and what actually went on backstage,
mm-hmm.
we have no idea.
Right.
Exactly.
So I am not going to support something that I don't believe in. He's gone. Let him get find something great for him. He's a young kid.
Right.
Let's go. He'll find
something
better.
He has his whole career in front of him.
Exactly.
You know? How's this new kid? I saw him briefly
Well,
on the prom.
I'm going to give him a chance because look what, at Ethan. Ethan, I hated Ethan when he first
came.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Ethan has grown on me.
Yeah, me too. Me too, yes.
So we got to give this new kid a chance. Quit. Don't diss him because he's coming off of somebody else's role. He's got to come his own. He's got to come into the role in his own. I mean, we can't fault him for trying, you know.
Right. But, Bridget,
He's not that great looking. Dallas says he's ugly. He's not handsome.
I wouldn't call him ugly. I wouldn't call him ugly.
He's not a handsome kid, but he's just different.
But you know, I had read that it was between when they were going to cast Michael, it was between this kid and Drew. So it was the two of them. So apparently, you know, I guess they figure, well, if you know Drew didn't work out, we got this kid to fall back on if he's not working. And I get, and he was, and plus it's Bradford's cousin.
Yeah.
Mhm.
But Bradford looks so much cuter than. I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't be saying that, but in my little mind, I think Bradford is more handsome than the new kid playing Michael. This
looks a little chunkier to me. I mean, he's not built.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, I'm gonna give him a month or whatever, and you know, he could grow on me too. People just gotta let it see what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, fans are fans. You know,
this is his first week,
right? And when you know they
get a break,
right? And you know, fans are fans. You know, they hate when the people that you know you've gotten used to leave.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they always give the new kid on the block grief, I mean, until he grows on. You know, that's how fans are, you know, so. But
things happen we cannot control. And, you know,
exactly.
Go on, Bridget, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say when you said things happen, you know, when they happen, too. I mean, look at Steve and Becky, how they've been fighting to do their thing, and things just don't work out.
Yeah.
So
you know,
it's all in the powers to be. You know, I don't care what you do.
Well,
it's the entertainment.
You know, right, it's the entertainment. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
They do it on prime time. They do on
they
soap.
Do it right.
You know, if they aren't cutting it, then they'll find somebody who will. And that's just
right.
The way the cookie crumbles.
That's it.
Well, yeah, and I had a recast I would never on board because I, you know, when Melissa Reeve left Days of Our Life, I wasn't crazy about that recast. But then, you know, which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one, I did not agree. I mean, because she was a little taller than Jennifer, and, you know, to me, I thought Melissa Reeves, you know, it's always going to be Jennifer. So for me, it was a total letdown. I mean, I never really cared about what Jennifer was doing when they had two recasts. And I wasn't happy with both of them. I tried, but it just for me, it did not sell at all. Also, okay, so Young and the Restless is supposed to be really good this week, I've heard.
I tell you, you know what, this show. This
I'm
show,
sorry,
this
but
show
if Phyllis didn't
laugh.
See that was Patty today, she needs her head stamp.
I know. Now, usually Phyllis is sharp. She has a radar
Phyllis
up and
wasn't
she can,
so sharp.
But
oh my God!
So I think she was more nervous than anything else.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
She was a little bit nervous.
The way Patty acted, she should have caught on that was not Emma.
That was not Emmy. No, that was not Emmy.
You know why, Patty?
And Jack Cotter.
Jack
Cotter is a lie about
the I can't wait till it comes on tomorrow, Bridget.
Oh, baby.
Oh man, because Jack tells her that you were never pregnant.
Yep.
You were never pregnant.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Something tells me this is all coming to an end pretty soon.
Lauren has a cell phone trying to call, and that other gal has Janet around her arm around her neck, saying she's gonna snap her neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't see all of it today.
Too.
I had to leave. I didn't see all of
that
today.
Yeah, that's the speech for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, Patty was pretending in the stables that she was having a miscarriage, and Jack goes, you're not pregnant.
I know. I know. I was looking at that. I mean, even though, of course, it started with Phyllis, you know, she doubled over. And Phyllis is looking at her like she had two heads, like, said, what is this? You know, like, she didn't know what to say. She had her mouth open. And then she comes down the stairs, and she, I was cracking up. And Jack, and you could tell Jack wasn't buying it. You could tell he wasn't buying it. And she said, oh, she was in, Jackson, when he told her, he said, you were never pregnant.
Hi, hold on. Hi, Dragon Lady. A Dragon Lady came in. Oh, that's Sully, that's who else is talking besides Bridget, so. So, yeah, but I just think, Lionel is getting good, but the whole thing about who not being Patty, I mean, she's Patty, but she did trying to be Emily. Wouldn't Jack know how Emily
makes love and all that.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
always think about that.
But the thing is, at first she was acting like Emily, and now she's cracking up. So he's starting to get a heads up on she's not the same person I married. So he's starting
literally
starting to turn. And now he's starting to. I think he's starting to get a heads up on who this person is. I think she'll. I don't know. After tomorrow, we'll see if he finally gets a brain and.
I think so. But you know, I'm wondering, they don't never show the real Emily in the hospital anymore.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about that, yeah.
The last time he showed her.
And, you know, usually with stories like this, they go back and forth, you know. I mean, you sort of see. I mean, because she wasn't in a coma anymore, right?
No,
she told
Paul she went to, and then she went to court. And Patty got her in the back into the psych ward, so she's
back
in the psych ward now.
Right. That's
she was
right.
Telling
that's right. I forgot.
Paul she wanted a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be more soapy if Jack would go see Emily and at the.
Yeah, I was wondering.
And,
I said,
start talking to her about Seth and get a brain. You know, at least make it a little soapier to kind of get a heads up.
But you know, maybe he will now, Bridge.
I hope so.
I
hope so.
You know, because he said, wait a minute. Maybe I better mosey all over to the psych ward and just see.
And
maybe.
Then, of course, the kids are Ouija boarding it again, trying to find Jan and Lauren.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, and that's
on tomorrow, too. I think that's funny.
Oh, my God.
The old Ouija board.
There, and they were so close, so they need to go back there. And, of course, that young lady, her daughter caught Ryder. She should be saying something to him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Ash's daughter.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I can't
Abby?
Think of her name. Yeah. I thought she was getting a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
When CS Ryder, you know.
Question. Yeah.
I said, well, maybe she's, you know, thinking that something is
Right. Okay, but you know what this, you know what this happened to my head? Really, it's Eden and,
they're
God.
In Paris.
Okay.
Because Daisy got him to send her to Paris because of all that crap she pulled. She was making it seem like Eden was the one that was messing with Lauren.
Right.
That's why she went to Paris, and so did Sharon and Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
They're in Paris now.
She is. And it's probably to get her character off anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, Eden.
She's in a primetime show now.
Huh?
Who is?
That, the girl that plays Eden, she's in a primetime night show. The new show that's coming out this spring or something. Oh, what is it called? But I saw her in the promo the other night.
Oh, it's
a new
those?
Show. Yeah,
oh,
it's a new show coming out.
Oh, okay.
Surly, a couple of people in the room asked if you had a Twitter page, But you told me you didn't, right?
I don't Twitter, I don't Facebook. I don't do neither one of those things.
I was just making sure I thought that's what you said. So, what was I gonna, you know, the whole thing is, I keep thinking it was Patty that killed Adam.
Yeah, I know, you said that before.
Yeah,
it
I
might
did.
Be.
I'm trying to say it could be because,
could be.
You know, because she was the one link, or she thought at the time that was going to blow her cover.
Because
so,
she's close to Jack. Didn't Jack give her that tissue or his handkerchief?
His handkerchief.
And Adam had Nick's pin at the hospital. She could have grabbed it from the hospital. And what else?
Okay,
Victor's watch. She could have grabbed Victor's watch.
Yeah. Okay. How did Nick? How did Nick's pseudo sweater? How did that get blood on it?
Because he was holding Adam from behind to
they started
after Victor
tussle,
hit him in the
yeah.
face.
Mm.
Oh.
And he had blood on his cheek, and that's
mm-hmm.
how he thought he
and
would
rubbed
swipe.
Off on his
yeah.
Sleeve.
That's how
yeah.
his jacket. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You know. Victoria, Friday, you know, Friday, I think, you know, that's when, you know, she was getting arrested, and I'm thinking, okay, well, you guys better tell about your little night, when the explosion came off, that you guys were actually together, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but I do like Victoria and Billy over Victoria.
I love them together.
Well, Billy,
I love them together.
Billy went
Billy
out
told
out. Yeah, he Billy tried to save her. He went in to told him that she was with him in the room.
But you know,
and
she
got all indignant with him and told him no, the stupid wench.
I know. I mean, you know, I mean, but you know what? I think inside of her, she was afraid Nick did it, and maybe she's covering for Nick. I mean, they have a close brother and sister. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Victor. And, you know,
family,
JT.
They stick together.
Yeah, well, you know, what I don't like about JT is, yeah, Victor has, you know, done some questionable stuff over the years.
He always does. That's
yeah,
Victor.
But for JT to say you're not a good mom, basically because who your father is,
yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
You know, I'm like,
that
okay.
That was a little harsh.
Mm-hmm. And I just thought when, you know, he came in the Newman family, blah, blah, blah. He was okay with everything he was doing with Victor and everyone. But the moment...
When he was married to Victoria, yeah.
Yes. And then, but the moment, you know, I mean, when he was so upset over the whole Adam thing, I'm like thinking... You've done stuff. I mean, you've done things. So why come down hard on Victoria? Because that's her family. She's gonna, you know, she wanted Adam dead, but I don't think she did it.
No, she didn't do it. None of the people who, you know, we think, no, they didn't do
mm-hmm.
it. None of the Newmans did it. They didn't have anything to do with it. But they have to make it look that way. It could be either, you know, either one of them. But, But like you said, maybe it's a crazy Patty. I mean, that was
yeah,
probably
then,
everybody's problem for Patty to go down for it, and then Emily to come. Poor Emily. She must be a raving loony now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She must be a raving loony now. Boy, they probably pump her with drugs every day.
Okay. I came in late yesterday from the grocery store, wherever, what doing, and I tuned on Dave's, and Abe was in the hospital. Okay, did I miss his heart attack?
Yeah, no, he didn't have a heart attack. Oh, you told my his attack. Yeah, he was attacked
he got
the same
hit.
Way
he got
Justin
bug.
Was.
Yep.
Okay,
he
well,
back of the head.
Okay, well, Terry and I were talking about this last night, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's weird that Justin and now Abe and,
Abe.
You know, the DA.
And
you know
DA
who I think is,
mm.
you know, okay.
It's Hope.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, you too. Oh, my
Hope,
God, you too.
You know,
did, you
Hope
her,
getting,
did you see her
Hope
get up in the middle of dark?
Where the hell was she going?
I know.
She said, oh, I'm late. She jumped up, looked at the clock, said, oh, I'm late. And she puts on this black dress. And I said, what's going on? I said, is it Hope? Because she's acting real weird. I said,
well, yeah, and
talking all the guys. But I'm trying to think, why is she doing that? What is the link between all three of these guys?
Well,
I mean, being that they're all men, but what other, you know, link, you know.
Okay, did the host sip in her head, did they take that out? Remember years ago with Princess Dina?
I didn't see that. See, I wasn't watching Dave, so I really don't know, you know, what her problem was back then.
I thought they did.
Okay, well, I thought, this is what I thought. I thought that it, you know, was almost like, okay, this is another DID, and she might turn into Princess Xena, because when Princess Xena was around, remember she had sex with Don Black.
Well, what was in that little box that Sierra was playing with?
I don't know. But
yeah, they never showed that.
No,
they
didn't.
Look,
okay,
I wonder
if
that was, you think that was a gun or something?
No. I figured that out. See, Hope is taking some drugs and that, you know, is supposed to make her sleep, but it's having a counter effect on her. I read that somewhere else.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, it's not,
she's
well,
going
it's not
nuts.
Going, yeah, she's gone, man. She's gone.
You know, and
perhaps
there's
something.
Well, yeah, I just was very surprised by that. But I kept thinking, oh, my God, it's Hope. You know, and I don't know when P.O. Records is coming back. Yeah.
How much time did they say? What did you say, Bridget? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
He's off for a month because of his overtime on his episodes.
Right. Yeah, I had read that.
So,
yeah.
You know what?
For Alice's memorial or before that.
Mhm. It's too bad that General Hospital didn't do that.
I know.
What about the time thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God! I about had a heart attack. I saw Matt Hunter today. I was, and I love
what?
those. Oh yeah, with
Matt Hunter. The name sounds familiar.
Dr. Matt.
Matt on GH. Oh,
yes.
He was actually on the show today.
Yes, for about.
Oh,
well,
they dust him off and sun and clear away the cobwebs, and so he had a scene, huh? That's
sad. And. Michael Learned, I love those scenes today.
Liz was on too?
Yep, Liz was on today with
his
brother.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Okay, Michael Leonard was on the Waltons, right?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because at first I thought she was on the Partridge Family.
No.
That was Shirley Jones.
Yeah, Shirley Jones.
You know, and I think this is nice to have her on here. It's I mean, I would rather see her than Franco, sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Franco storyline never, you know, did me, you know, I didn't love it, and but no, they said for days that I think with this whole Philip and Chloe thing, it's going to break up Daniel and Chloe.
You know what, Chloe.
Well,
But, you know, she listens. She's so weak-minded and she's so insecure. She is such an insecure woman. And anybody can tell her anything. Now, that nut was talking to her today, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was cracking up. I was thinking to myself, now, here's the priest, father, whatever his name is coming. He should have holy water and pour it all over Vivian because.
No doubt, Shirley.
She's so evil.
She's an evil little thing.
I never really
liked her. Because, you know, when I was, like, in middle school or high school, they had the whole grave, you know, when Carly went into the casket. And, you know, I wish they had something better because Carly was stuck in that casket. I think for, like, you know, I could say 2 weeks, and I just want her to get out of that stupid thing. I'm like, wow.
And they're kind of dragging the Carly Vivian thing a little. I wish it would end here pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know what?
You know what? Now, what is this where Vivian is talking to her man about some? Are they thinking about drugging Chloe and you know, making her do their bidding? Because see, Vivian wants to have her hands clean. She wants to get rid of Carly.
Yeah,
but she doesn't want anything to come back to her. So
she wants Chloe to be the pawn in her game.
So I thought I heard her say something about, you know, I said, are they going to drug her? You know, some of these soaps go kind of crazy sometimes. Are they going to drug poor Chloe and Chloe's going to end up doing something with Carly? You know, who knows? Who knows? But Chloe, she's very insecure, man.
Oh my gosh,
she's always been that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. She's a pretty girl. She's a beautiful girl.
Oh, she is. She's got a beautiful voice.
Yes, I know.
She does opera awesome. I mean, she's got a very talented voice.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a weak character. She can't seem to keep a man. She's too weak.
Now she's supposed to be sleeping with Philip. I saw the promo for that.
Well, going to break Melanie down here pretty soon.
That's what I think too.
I hope so, because they really belong together.
I like Melanie and
you know, Philip is
that's
too much.
Stephanie, that I'd like to slap her silly.
Stephanie is
such a
voice. Oh,
I can't
stand Stephanie. I can't
think
her either. And you know, they have changed her character. She used to be
a sweet girl, and now
after her parents are off the show, she went hog wild.
Exactly.
You know, she changed tremendously.
She's an addictive cow, and she's
I hate when they change characters like that. I hate when they do that. You know. But she plays the BS very well, though.
Well, they're changing characters. Melanie used to be the bad girl. Now
Right.
I was kind of upset with that Maya's gone. I kind of sort of liked Maya, but see, we totally got fired.
She did?
Yep.
Really? She's a vindictive cow, too, boy. I didn't care for her much. I didn't like her character when they turned her bad.
Oh, yeah, turned her bad. What was like, oh, Bridget, okay, I finally figured something out about army wives.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think, this is just me, I think the husband of hers is going to go psycho and crazy.
Oh, the redheads?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, but this
is
going to
happen. Well, he's special ops, so it could happen.
Yeah, and I do not like that.
The captain's wife? Oh, she's going to get hers next week.
I saw the previews with Denise. Oh, maybe it was not
I think it was, the other one.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And it looked like, you are not. You should not be messing with her, because she's really, you know, when it comes to her kids and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, she tried to mess up the bar thing, and she ended up getting it slammed in her face, and they turned it around on her.
Yeah, Ben. You know, of course, Denise has always helped, you know, her friends, and Claudia Joy, too. I mean.
Claudia Joy,
you know, when they killed off her daughter, last season, that was horrible. I mean, I remember waiting all season to see who was gonna, you know, if like all of them survived. But when they killed the doll off, I'm like, that's sad.
I kind of knew they were gonna kill her just by the way they had her positioned.
Okay, I never.
She was right in front of the bomber, so I kind of figured that she was gonna be the one that they were gonna. And just by what she said to her at the end, I kind of had a feeling it was going to be her daughter that was going to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sully, I'm co-hosting Liaison Radio on Friday night.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, I mean, you asked when Liaison Radio was coming back.
Uh-huh.
And
cool. Well, I'll definitely tune in.
And it's an hour earlier than myself, I guess, for Friday.
Oh, it comes on. So here, it would come on at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Plus here,
yeah.
Your show comes on at 11.
Yeah.
So I guess it would come on at 10.
But, Brenda, we are in the same time thingy,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
So it'll be 8 o'clock our time.
Yeah, because in
yep.
Idaho, I guess Idaho is 1 hour ahead of us.
Yes. So it'll be
and
7
And this, yeah, is this weird how, like, yeah, so, yeah.
Time zones, yeah. Flash forward and stuff like that. Crazy.
Well, oh, that's what I was going to tell you, Sylvie. I think flash forward has already been renewed.
Good. Where did you read that at?
It was like on one of those like entertainment sites.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yes. And
oh, that's great.
People are still fighting for heroes. But I don't think
heroes is a done deal. Not unless it's picked up by one of
yeah.
the channels or something.
They kind
of
went downhill after the first
yeah.
season. I liked mm-hmm. the first season, but it kind of went. Crash like
no it was you know it got to be too much because you know just having just those you know few characters you know you sort of got into it but seemed like every week they have a new character with some new power and then after all and then I mean what was the show supposed to be about you know what was the I mean what was the theme of that show you know what? I don't know. I don't know what the theme of that show actually was after a while. It got crazy. And people started, you know, because I stopped watching it because I would get confused. I said, well, who's the good guys? Who's the bad guys? Is this one, every person on the show used to have different powers, you know?
Well, yeah.
So I don't know,
I never watched it. I could never get into it.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I just,
yeah.
You know. Does any of you watch Brother and Sisters?
No. You know, it looks like it's a very good show.
But I lost interest after the second season. I didn't get into it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I guess because I have followed it and actually like it, but I'm 3 weeks behind on Private Practice, and...
Well, they didn't show a new.
Wow.
They didn't show anything new for last Thursday.
Well,
it was all reruns
okay.
again.
Is Grace going to be new tomorrow?
No, Phil. Okay, they did something really stupid. If you ask me, they put Private Practice on at 9, I believe, and in the Grace Anatomy time, and at 10 o'clock, Grace is a repeat.
Sucks.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Why didn't it just show the repeat in their regular time slot? That doesn't make sense. What does that say?
Hold on. I will go look for you guys, but I think...
Are they
going to
change their times altogether? I
mean, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
I hope
wasn't
not.
Wasn't next Thursday supposed to be a two-hour something from some show, and that's they're all doing it? There's so many shows together at the same time or something.
Who's that?
I don't know. I can't remember where I read it. But
I'm looking up right now. And Ugly Bella, Betty got canceled.
I know.
Well,
it was starting to go downhill too.
Who got canceled?
Ugly Betty.
Oh yeah. Well, they've been canceled. You know.
You can only keep a girl in braces so long.
Yeah, they have to come off eventually. But, you know, it started going down after, you know, like the first couple of seasons. You know, it's hard for a show to stay good for, so you know, for a long period of time, you know, until there's that
okay,
low,
you guys.
You know?
Private Practice is a new one, but Grey's Anatomy is Derek begins his new role. Meanwhile, Bailey and Meredith Peyton awakes from anesthesia mid-surgery. Teddy refused to place Christina on her service. And it was a original air date.
Another repeat.
I am so done with all the repeats because
Well, because they'll be getting ready to do season finales here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Next month, all season finales.
Next month is May. That'll be it. Then you have all the crap shows coming on in for the summer.
You might get
the
some new springtime shows for the summer, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
At least I'll have my sports. I'll have my baseball, and I'll have my tennis and my basketball. So I'll have something to look at.
Well, yeah, I mean, during the summer, I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but I will. But, no, I get addicted to, like, Big Brother, and I tell myself every year, you're not going to watch it. You're not going to do it. You're not going to invest in it. And then I end up investing it every year. I don't know why.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to look at, Carly.
Well, I know, but it's like, you know, but I've given up The Bachelor.
I mean. You see so many of them.
Oh, did you guys hear that Bob Guinea and Rebecca Bunley?
They're breaking up.
Done.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're done.
After 5 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
so
C.S. Bloom
is off the rose.
Well, C.S., though, you know, who not to pay spousal support.
Now, that's a crock of crap. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Why should she have to pay that guy money
mm-hmm.
when they don't have any kids, for one?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Get off his dead ass and get a job.
And get
Hello.
A freaking job. There you go. There you go.
Let's go. You got legs and arms at work,
right.
don't you?
Please.
Get out there and work it, buddy.
Mm.
That's a crock. I think that is an
it
easy
is.
Way
it
out.
Mm-hmm.
Makes him look like a gold digger, personally. But that's
mm-hmm.
just.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Dallas agreed. But, yeah, I saw that and. I was just kind of, I was at the store and I kind of skimmed one of the NASA Enquirers because the long was, and you know, every week I swear they say another star is dying or whatever. And have you guys heard about the new Oprah book?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
So when is her last air date? Next year?
Next year
is her last year. So I don't know when the air date is, but I know next year is supposed to be her last.
Okay.
Well, Oprah really don't need the money, you know.
She's a billionaire. She has money. My gosh.
She has restaurants, and she does her, there's a radio show she does.
She's got her magazine.
She has a magazine, so she really needs
She's
that.
She's set
you know.
For the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She retired years ago. She was a billionaire then.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
she's gonna have her own. She has her own TV channel too. So I mean,
I said this woman. I said after a while, to
much
me,
more
then,
money
then,
do
then,
you
then it
take?
Becomes greed to me. You know,
exactly.
like more, 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 just piling on more, more. You know, that's
because
that's greed.
Even though I was little when Donahue left, he just left and really didn't, like, you know, you didn't see him for a couple of years or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about Phil Donahue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and, oh, God, the other one, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah.
Oh, Sally Jesse Raphael, yeah.
Or Montel Williams.
Montel
Williams.
Well,
doesn't he do it anymore?
Well, he
no,
still does
no,
something.
No,
yeah,
how about Murray Paulvich? Is Murray still doing a thing on TV?
I
don't
think
so.
But certainly, he gave up the talk show that he had during the day.
Who's this? Montel?
Montel,
yeah. I know. I see him on this. What is it? I saw him on, it was some infomercial. Then
okay.
I saw him on some other show. Maybe he was guest appearing on this show. I was flicking channels and I can't.
Well, it's so funny because when Montel was here, it was on at 9 o'clock in the morning. But then the ratings didn't do good because you know you had We Just and Kelly, and then you had to the show you know today or whatever. So they moved it to like like 5 o'clock. And they switched the news around to see if that would help. It didn't help for all area.
Now, Maury Povich, I mean, I don't know whether he still has his show. And I know my daughter used to look at that.
I don't think so.
My look at that dumbass show, you know, and who's
I know there's
that?
Old shows that they show on every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Those old shows. Yeah, he probably,
I think
he's not on there anymore, right? Because I know my daughter used to look at his show. She used to love it. I said, Tracy, why are you looking at this crap? Who's the daddy?
Well, just like Jerry Springer.
Shows?
I mean,
oh,
yes.
Jerry Springer and that's another one. Oh, jeez. You know, but you know, it's funny. But they would always find an audience.
Oh yeah.
I don't know where it went, but they'd always find an audience. They have some wild people at the studio in the audience, and then their ratings were always pretty good. I said, well, I know that my daughter is watching that stupid show. How many other people are looking at it? But
you know, I do look at The View. I mean, maybe not every day, but sometimes.
Yeah, I watch
like,
The View now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it now and then.
Well, my grandmother, sometimes we watch it together, and the other day she decided to be really cute, which I didn't find cute. And so they were talking about sex, and she covered my ears.
She covered your ears?
Yes, I'm like, yeah, you know, I think
people are that way, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm a grandmother, but still. I'm
you know,
really
but I think she was
friend.
Just being, I think she was being funny. And
yeah, I think she was just being funny.
Yeah, I mean, because she doesn't trust me anymore, because whenever I pick the movies out, she wants to kill me by the time the movie's over, because, okay, I never knew American Beauty when I took her to America. Okay, I took her to that. And then my cousin took her to, like, to go see the Malky Mark movie of, like, it was really bad sex, I guess, in that movie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, so I'm not allowed to pick any movies ever for.
Oh, well. You must think about your grandmother.
Well,
yeah,
you know what, I see her. I mean, I see her not every day, but, you know, we went to McDonald's today, and I don't know if you guys have the calorie count in restaurants yet. Do you guys have those?
I don't know. I don't eat at McDonald's. I hate McDonald's. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that they have them here, you know, the calorie counter, because that's, I hear them talking about it on the news and whatnot, and people, you know, watching the calories.
Brenda, do you guys have that?
I don't know. I haven't been inside McDonald's in a while, but I'm sure they probably do. If one has them, everybody has
them.
Well,
right.
I think Washington and, like, New York were the first two states. So, yeah, Grandma was craving a Big Mac, and that sounded really good. And I didn't look up at the, you know, I just said two number ones, and I closed my eyes, and the girl said, you know, everyone did that when they come in here.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
They don't want to know. No one wants to know.
No.
No, because, I mean, it's almost like, okay, we know McDonald's isn't the best thing. But, you know, we already know it's bad stuff, but it's like, okay, you don't have to remind us with the whole calorie thing.
Yeah.
So, and you guys, I finally watched the Country Music Awards Monday
good,
night.
Right?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I loved it. I'm just still on my, I really wanted Taylor to win kick. So, I mean, I'm glad I went to Miranda Lambert. Because that was her first time.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that Taylor would get Entertainer of the Year just because I went to a concert and I loved it. But, yeah, Carrie won. This is her second time winning, so I guess it's
she's
just
so
like.
Good. She's
oh, yeah.
So good.
See, yeah, she's really good. And, you know, it's funny. Everyone is quiet in this album tonight. They are just listening to us. They are just very, 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 very quiet. I guess because Zayd's not calling. Oh, God. Why did I say that? Oh.
Good yes. idea. Come on, Jay.
I know you won't.
I think he can only handle one night a week to talk on there.
You may have something there.
He soon knows that one day.
He asks the same question every time, and it's like, you know, ask him a question.
I guess he's waiting for an answer.
Yeah.
But you guys, like, I gave him the answer. I gave him my honest opinion of it. He just doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. Oh, let me see. What is the score? go ahead, Yankees. 2-0. All right. Come on.
Oh, okay. Do not tell Terry what I'm telling you guys, because she just texted me. She goes, I'm falling asleep in class.
Oh, my gosh. Wake up.
Well, she has to come on so I can talk to her about Lost, because yesterday was a good show.
Oh, it was a good show? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to get her.
I heard Terry sound like she was actually lost.
She was.
She
really didn't understand what was going on.
It was better last night. I mean, there was a lot more.
Yeah, well. We shall see, baby.
What was I? So, how long has Lost been on the air?
This is their third season?
Third or fourth,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It didn't stay long as Alias. Alias was
six seasons, or seven?
Yeah, around six seasons.
I think that's the longest show that's had seasons, I think.
Yeah, I loved Alias. Oh boy, I love that show.
I miss it.
They used to have wee hours in the morning on. They used to show all the old shows starting from the beginning on TNT. I used to set my alarm so I could watch it.
Oh my god.
My sister said you are obsessed with that show. I love that show though.
It was good.
It was
very good. I love
it. It kept you riveted every episode.
Every episode. That was a much more successful show than his Lost. Because I guess everybody figured, well, coming off from Alias, Lost, that's going to be awesome.
Yep.
But for me, I mean, like, I only watched a couple of episodes, and then I used to hear people talking, and I said, it's all right, you know.
Yeah, one show I did fall in love with, like, a long, long, long time ago was Picket Fences.
Oh, that was good, Picket Fences.
Yeah, did you watch it, Bridget?
I did at first.
Mm-hmm.
I test them out first. I can usually tell if I'm going to like it
the first couple
episodes.
Yeah.
I like shows that keep me on my toes. I like
to be
riveted and engaged and my brain works a little bit.
You know what?
I think this Happy Town, I have a feeling about this show.
It's
going to
be different.
Good. I think it's going to be different. It's like a mystery type of a thing, which I love. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. You know, at least that will be something for Wednesday night. I don't know what else comes on Wednesday night.
Usually
nothing
on Wednesday night. Susie, don't you have American Idol? Did you watch that on Wednesday night?
I watched just to see who's going to get booted off. If there was, when I have my baseball game on, I have to watch my baseball. That comes before American Idol. And, like, during the commercials, then I'll, flick real quick and see who's going to get booted off of something. But, American Idol, I can live it. To me, I'm not enjoying it like I did the first few seasons. It's getting to be sort of boring now to me, you know. Paul is not on the show. It just has a different feel to it. But I think Happy Town's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to be interesting. We shall see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just...
I'm hoping.
There was a lawyer show that was on right before Grey's Anatomy for like a week or 2 weeks, but I think they did not make... they didn't make a good one of it, and they got canceled in the, like, the second show.
Wow. That's really bad. That's really bad. You know, and a lot has to do with what, you know, what's your opposite, you know, your time slot.
Yep.
We happen to be in the same time slot as another, you know, show that's doing very well. That doesn't bode too well for your show. So
nope.
Not many people, you know, can survive that. But anyway. Well, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. I got like 4 hours sleep last night. I could not sleep to save my life.
No.
I tried everything.
I got 8 hours of sleep. I had the windows open. Fresh
we don't
want air.
To hear that, Bridget.
I went
shut
to bed
up.
Early last night.
Yeah.
And I
oh, my God.
And today it's cloudy, rainy, and 55.2 degrees.
Wow.
It's like 43 between like.
Oh, my God. Jeez,
40, yeah,
43.
It's really, yeah, 43, and we are getting the rain back because it hasn't rained in like 2 days, and
yeah,
we're supposed to get rain tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, doesn't it rain a lot where you all put it, or is it sort of like, is it like Washington weather kind of too?
It has its moments. We need a lot of moisture now because we didn't get a real good winter. I mean,
is that gonna affect the farming, like the garden?
Oh, well, we're gonna have to do some extra irrigating and watering and stuff. But hopefully, we'll get some rain to. But yeah, I don't know. It depends on how hot it's gonna be this summer. We'll have to see, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, because I think everyone's having weird weather, and there was an earthquake in Australia yesterday or the day before. And then
every week. It's like we have quakes between
and the
volcanoes.
Then the same day, East Tennessee got an earthquake.
Jeez.
But I'm kind of glad that we haven't got them yet. I mean, you know, I mean, we had one in 2001, and then we had one like 6 months ago, 4 months ago. But that was only like a 5-point thing.
Yeah, we get tremors, but I don't think we've had a real bad one.
Well, we don't have earthquakes or tremors, and we get the occasional... storm here, but I don't know, living in Central Florida is not as bad as like you're in Miami, you know, you don't, the weather here is sort of, it's just, we just don't get all those bad storms, you know, so far anyway.
Oh, poor Terry, I'm so good, I won't cross over now.
Oh, gee. One trick of a tiny belly, what's this?
What?
A bit of your belly. No, I'm reading, I'm reading this blog post. And they got this picture of this fat woman or this fat man laying on his or her side, and it says, "Cut down a bit of your belly every day by using this one weird old tip." Whatever that is.
Did you hear about that woman that she wants to gain 1,000 pounds?
She wants to gain 1,000 pounds.
Gosh.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Well, because she said that her husband likes her that way.
Oh my God.
Her husband likes her that way, so she's gonna. Okay, I'm not even gonna go.
Wow.
I know.
That's stupidity. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What are you trying
to
say?
No, I agree with you.
You're going to kill yourself 1,000
exactly.
pounds.
Exactly. Have a good old heart attack while you're gaining that 1,000 pounds. Why don't you?
Her husband likes her that way, dead. I guess he must have took out some kind of life insurance.
How big is he?
I know. He's skinny.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
I don't get it. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't get it at all.
I don't get it either. 1,000, not 100, but 1,000 pounds?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard anybody weighing 1,000 pounds.
Can your body stretch that wide, big?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I can just hear the organ saying, what the hell is she doing to us? The heart, your liver.
Exactly.
The,
you can't move.
What's going on, man? I'm reading all the little posts here, what the different people are saying.
I wanted to make sure everyone, like, is awake and...
Everybody's awake.
Well, they haven't talked in
the...
It's quiet. Yeah.
You know why? Because the shows really aren't, especially General Hospital, is not that interesting. There's really, you know, at one time it was something to talk about, but it seemed like as time goes on, you know, it's just...
you know what? One soap I do not get was the hell they are thinking with a lot of things. One Life to Live.
I don't get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, what did I start to say? Oh, heavens. Shirley, brain freeze. Oh, yeah. John, now, coming to Attractions, I thought, is he going to accuse, what's her name?
Natalie?
Natalie. He's not accusing her of pushing Natalie down the stairs, is he? What is he?
I hope not, but it looks that way.
In the promo, he asked her something. I mean, I don't know. I said, I don't think he believes it. She was the cause of Western State.
What exactly happened?
I don't. Nobody pushed her, though. Somebody grabbed her.
Somebody
pushed her arm.
Right?
And she screamed and flinched, and that's how she fell. Nobody pushed her. If they would have pushed her, they would have shoved her.
Yeah, you're right.
But
they had on gloves.
And they had their hand out on her elbow, and she flinched and turned around, and that's how she fell. But nobody pushed her. That's what I get. How can they
somebody
pushed her when he didn't even hardly touch her?
But, Bridget, Todd is he's a sick-ass. Talking about getting away with murder. I mean, he's gotten away with so much crap. Didn't he threaten Marty or something, or he said
He was upset with Cole because he found Cole with that girl in her bra at the house, at the apartment.
Oh, okay.
That's what started his attitude. Then him and Marty got into it, and he made a Todd Manning comment, and Taya took it to heart. I don't think Todd did either. Todd makes a lot of things, but I don't think he would.
I don't see that either. Okay, did Mitch die or is he still alive?
Who?
Mitch is still alive.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still alive.
They don't show him, but he's still alive, huh?
You know, because I thought maybe he was, you know, someone actually offed him, you know. Oh, and you know how I want them off on dates so bad? Well, okay, are we going to have to wait all summer long? Just like we have to wait all summer long with Jason and Sam to break up. Are we really going to have to wait all summer long to find out what EJ, for Sammy and everyone else in town to know what the hell EJ did?
For who?
EJ.
He tells
her tomorrow she looks beautiful. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah,
oh,
gagging
gosh.
Me with a spoon. They're going to play it out for all it's worth.
Oh, yeah, they're going to drag it out. You know, at one time I said, his ass is grass now. I thought they were getting close.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
They bought it, and then they snatched the rug, and they went in a different route, and now they're gonna drag this sucker out, you know.
Because Carrie's coming back for Alice Subas, and I'm thinking, God, wait, Carrie, wait until you find out what your mom did.
Yeah, right. So sick of these raggy storylines, man. Did you see Eden Regal? She started on Young and Restless.
Okay.
I don't know about her.
Bridget, I'm thinking the same
like
thing.
Like I said, but Drew,
that other actress, she was good.
Yep.
You know, she was good. I gotten used to her, and she looked like, I don't know about really looking
well,
like
Well, she looked like
sort of.
Paul's daughter.
Yeah, okay. But Eden
Regal
is dark.
She's got dark hair.
And then it's something about the way Eden Regal, her voice or how she speaks. It's just something that's off, and I know she's trying to be a little bit more sexy.
Yep.
You know. And so she and Billy, they're supposed to get it on because she
they did it.
They
did
it. Oh, they.
Billy gave the maitre d' back her card and told her to deliver it back to her.
Good for Billy.
Victoria. He's not
going to go. I think he's got it bad for Victoria. I really think he's fallen for Victoria.
But he gave the maitre d' back her card and told him to take it.
Oh, he did. Yep. Oh, wow.
Oh, so wait a minute. No way Victoria and Billy can be related, right? I'm just making soup.
No.
No, I mean, because I really like them because...
I like them together too, Shakarly. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm always confused.
The dancer way is Victor.
Well, but I'm always confused because Billy calls Catherine grandmother.
Yeah, but they're not related because Jill isn't her daughter. But she treats her like a daughter.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Well,
and
I mean.
She treats him like her grandson. That's how Catherine is, you know.
I mean, I love Catherine. I mean.
She takes in all the strays.
Well, yes.
I can't believe Kay gave Tucker back.
What? But you know what? She
what?
Did it.
What?
She
what
has
happened?
To protect Victor.
Yeah.
You see, because
she
if she hit Victor's ass was going to jail.
Yeah.
You know.
She gave Tucker back the cosmetic company.
That's the only reason.
Because Tucker found out that Victor was the one who outbid the Abbotts and looked through all the bids.
See, they have this film. They must have had some kind of secret camera or something.
Of Adam doing it.
Adam doing it.
Yep.
So, you know, I said, uh-oh. So Victor would be in deep doo-doo. So that's the only reason
Murphy let him have it, though, today. Woo,
I love Murphy. You know what? It's funny. I look at Murphy, and I said, I know this actor. He's been in a lot of movies. He usually plays like he's in the mob. He plays a tough guy. So he has that sort of air about him. He's good. He is perfect for Catherine.
Yep.
I love them together.
Well,
Oh my God!
Now they had more of a love story than Jason and Sam did. You know, they had more of a love story than Jason and Sam.
Yep.
They had a real
That's what I was gonna ask you guys. Okay, not Kane. But the other guy that is Nina's son, he is Cade's grandson, really, right?
Who?
No,
it's Jill's grandson.
Okay.
So he's not related to Kay either. Nope.
You know, it would be scary to be related to Zeosai.
Because the only child, she is Mackenzie's dad and Tucker.
That's it.
You
know, I feel sorry for Zay. I mean, for Catherine to have a Tucker as a son because he just worthless and He's mean.
Well, you know, he's sort of ruthless when it comes. Well, you know, he's still angry and hurt after all these years, you know, for Catherine, who gave him up. And I think when it comes to business, he's sort of ruthless like his mama. So he has some of her genes. You know, he has some of her genes. And but you know what? I think Tucker is getting a thing for Ashley. And I like them together. Now, she and what's his name, they got together today. They did the nasty today. But,
okay. Neil and Ashley?
Neil and Ashley did the nasty today. But I don't really like them together.
I like Ashley
and Tucker. I like them together. Just from those few minutes that time when he stopped her from running away, I saw the chemistry, you know, and the way he sort of looks at her. So I know down the road they're going to be getting together. I don't think it's going to be a permanent thing with her.
It's going to be a love-hate thing right now, though, because she's mad that he got...
Oh, yeah, because of the company. But
mm-hmm.
I think somewhere down the road, a piece, they're going to get together. I don't like her and Neil together.
I do. I mean,
I know.
I'm...
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Bridget?
Well, I like them together if they give them more of a story. They just put them out there.
They just threw them
here
together.
And there.
Mm.
They don't give them an actual story to get the relationship going. It's all about work, or something else.
Yeah, I guess they feel, well, at least, you know, it's not like they don't know each other. They, you know, they've both been around the block a few times, so I guess they feel they didn't really have to. But it would be nice to see them, you know, work it out, you know, like you see it, you know, it's nice rather than just hopping in and all of a sudden I'm in love with you. I mean, you know, come on, you know. They should do with Jason and Elizabeth. Now, there's a buildup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Friendship. Out of friendship and then love. That's what I don't even want to talk about.
Sexual tension.
Yes.
Sexual tension.
Okay, Dragon Lady 706 said, I think Drew is still alive.
I think she's right on the money. I think Drew is still alive too.
Yeah,
okay,
it might not be the same actress,
but
I
have a feeling
character.
Is alive.
I hope so.
Maybe that's why they're not playing Ashley and Neil so much.
Oh,
He's in for a whole different story.
Well, that is true. I never thought.
With Lily's cancer, she's got to be coming somewhere. I mean,
she needs
her mom. And there, I think she's alive, too.
You know, even though Olivia was back for, like, a day.
I know. It was like,
She did her thing
and left.
Yeah, well, it was like one of those, now you see her, now you don't things.
Exactly.
Okay, Terry and I were talking about this the other night that on days, they have never shown, like, Justin and Adrian's kids. Oh,
yeah,
Kimberly's
she has two.
Kids.
They have two boys. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do.
And,
oh, they have kids.
Okay, and then with Kimberly and Shane, they have kids, but we've never seen them on the show, right?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Mm. Well, who is the Horton boy that Stephanie was dating that was abusive? Whose son was that?
Oh, that was, that was Mike's son.
Okay.
I had to think for a minute because that was a while ago. But, yeah, that was Mike's son.
Okay.
And then, that black, you know, guy that followed him, related to Abe because of Abe's brother.
Yep.
And then he left. I mean, one day he was on, and the next day he was gone, too.
Boy, they get him on and get him off.
Get him off. Yeah, exactly.
Because where is Lucas?
Well,
I know. One
day
he's at
Melanie's
wedding.
Didn't he leave the show, I heard that he had made a movie of some of sorts. He had made a movie.
Yeah.
And, okay. Well, he's coming back for Alice's Funeral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then he'll be gone again. So he's not really.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was there for Melanie and Philip's wedding, and the next thing you know, he was gone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like a revolving door. In you come,
mm-hmm.
out you go.
And I thought Lucas was Sammy's love of her life.
Oh,
or
I love
that. Oh, was that? Oh, was that other guy? What was his name?
No, don't get me started on the
Austin.
Austin. But don't get me started because I loved Lucas Sammy. I was one of those.
Well,
let's
they were good together.
Yeah, and then when they brought
in
Stupid EJ, I'm like, make this guy go away. I don't like him here.
Mhm.
And no wonder he's crazy. Think about who his mom is. No wonder he does evil things because his dad is Stefano and his mom is the crazy racked out Susan character.
Wow. So he didn't have too much of a choice.
No.
He didn't have a chance to really.
No, he really, I mean, when you have that and, but they have never said if his mom died or what. They never said if EJ's mom passed away or.
Dragon Lady, we don't know either. We were talking about Sierra in the box. She was asking if she missed today's show, what was in the box.
Yeah,
I hope the girl was looking in. We didn't. They didn't show anything.
But I swear it's Pierce. I don't know why I'm feeling that way, but I feel like.
Well, it looks like a doll box for some reason.
Okay.
So. If she's Princess Gina, she was very into, I don't know, something's not right there. I don't know if it's pills, but there's something that is involved with why she's being the way she is. I don't know.
And you know what? When Carly got that phone call from Bo, I was thinking, you're not going to call Hope and see how your kid is?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's
he did, though.
Tacky.
He
did,
though. He called that yesterday.
Oh, he did? Oh.
And she was talking to Sierra. That she talked to Bo.
Oh, okay.
And
you
then
know,
she
I
went
just...
from Bo to Kyriakos and, like, nothing.
mm-hmm.
Justin.
Oh, my.
She's like...
Yeah. You know, I'm not in favor of this whole Hope and Justin thing.
I'm not liking it either.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't really like
crazy.
Justin anyway. I don't. No. I don't care for Justin's character anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
The footy
every
dud.
Every time he's on there, you know
think
what
about
I think?
Ned?
Yeah. I'm like,
that Ned Quartermain.
I go. You're not supposed to be on here. He's supposed to be on General Hospital now.
General Hospital.
You know, because...
Well, if DH would take care of their characters, they wouldn't lose so many good
characters. Well, yeah. You know what romance I sort of liked way back then? Was when they did that full... I mean, the mirrors of convenience for Alexis and Jax and Ned and Chloe...
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite storylines ever. And
Ned was Alexis's best husband.
Mm,
or almost husband.
Yeah, almost, because they were just really friends.
Yeah,
they didn't
I liked Alexis with Jax, too.
They had great chemistry.
You know, because last week he went to Warren and basically, you know, told him to stop this, you know. Do not go there. Don't go to Christina. You know, don't leave Alexis alone. And I think if Warren doesn't go off, you know, if Warren still does it, I think Jax is going to step in again and save his favorite ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dragon Lady, no, Peter Raquel, he's off because he went over on his episode. count.
Yeah, see, we don't know why. We don't know why Days of Our Life would do that to us, because at General Hospital, I would love General Hospital to do that, because, in my opinion, Kelly Monaco has had way too many episodes this year. We've seen her for 4 months straight. Please take her off our screen.
It's always a good day when Spam Manila's not on.
It sure is. Although I don't really watch the show.
The show actually is worth watching. It flows smoothly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's actually decent. When she comes on, like today's episode, it was so what the F moment. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Wow. Yeah. I read that. People were saying, you know, like some of the fans, you know, they were happy. Look, they just glad that their couple is together, and they think love is sex, and when more sex, you know. Whereas other fans are seeing,
that's why.
You know, are saying, just it's like you said, well, what the hell is all that about? What was that? You know, that little quickie convo, and then the hop, skip, and a jumping upstairs, and you know, that's just not Jason's.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay,
that's just not Jason.
I find that so weird.
It's like they're trying too hard to sell this pairing.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And you know, okay,
it's,
this
it's
might sound
to break up already and save us all time and money.
I think we'll be looking at this during the fall.
No, well, to wifehood, it's to like August, and then it's done. So
yeah,
hopefully,
well, you know what? I think we just all better wait. I'm on a wait and see thing, because they said this, they said that, they said
some
spring,
say
they said
too.
Summer,
they
said
fall. Summer till fall, and then there's going to be angst and a breakup.
Mm.
But see, there's also
I'm curious.
Elena and making Elizabeth be presumed dead and Steeler.
Mm-hmm.
Is
and
that really going to happen?
Yes.
Do you really think it's going to happen that way, Bridget?
Yep.
I don't. I wish the baby would just
die.
Born. I mean, that's mean to say.
Well, no, because
Elizabeth doesn't need another kid.
Exactly.
No, she doesn't.
From the Boobie Brothers. I'm so sick of those two.
Hey, you. You know what I call Lucky and Nick? I call them Dumb and Dumber. Sorry,
yeah,
I know
exactly
that might be kind. I know that might be kind of mean, but that's how I feel. Oh, okay. Give this to you guys. Tyler Christopher is doing a movie.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
But he will okay. He will still be on Z8. So I'm like, damn.
I'm sorry, but he's never hardly on anyway. Why would you want to stay on a soap when you're hardly even on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's only on for short periods of time, and what was the point of him coming to see Elizabeth? And wasn't Lucky supposed to see her with Michael Erna, too, and she thinks she's getting too close to the patient or something this week?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he around? He's supposed to get rid. He's supposed to be done with her.
Already.
Oh, I'm so tired of Lucky. I don't know what to do.
Another girl to control and have a permanent.
But look, like the people we want off, they don't seem to be going anywhere. And I'm really curious as to why Steve. If it's true, I mean, I don't know. I was in the office, but did he really sign his new contract?
That's awful early, though. I mean, why?
That's what I'm saying. Why did he
year
sign
already
so
after
early?
In October? I mean, that's pretty early. Cause
maybe that's
signed.
Not even
no,
true.
Maybe okay,
that's
I got,
not even true. Maybe that's
okay. No,
true.
I got told his contract was up in July.
His contract was up in July.
No, his contract is up in July.
His contract is not up in July. Wasn't it in October, September, October? Wasn't his contract up in the fall?
No. From what I heard, no. It was supposed to be this summer. Because him and Rebecca, their contracts are like July and August. That's what I've heard.
He and Rebecca.
Yeah, but have the same amount of, like, the same amount of, like, their contracts together, I mean, several, like, a month or two apart, and Kelly's contract is in October.
No, Dragon, Lucky hasn't found out he's, or Nick hasn't found out he's not the father yet.
Oh, yeah, but they are going to push
they're
that,
gonna
too.
Drag it on.
Like they drag everything else on. Drag. Show is such a drag.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just...
Oh, God.
So did you baseball win?
Let me see. Well, they were winning 2-0. Wait, let me go back and see what the score is. See if my guys are winning. And then I'm waiting for my tennis match next month, too. Anything is better than DH, baby.
Is that Wimbledon?
Wimbledon, yeah. It should be getting time for... What's wrong with my computer?
You know what?
Uh-oh.
I think every year, here, when they have Wimbledon on Days of Our Life, they push it back to, like, midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know. They used to do that, yeah.
And I'm like,
shoot. What is wrong with this thing now? Oh, shit.
Well, hopefully tonight we won't get cut off one by one.
I hope not, because I was talking my ass off, and
you
I
and
realized
me both.
There was nobody on the other end listening.
I know.
I'm like, what
I said,
the
does
hell?
Anybody care? Does anybody care? Is anybody home? Hello? Let me see.
Not what I was saying, Shirley. I was saying a few words that I shouldn't repeat on this air.
Yeah, I was just rambling on, and I said, Shirley, there's nobody on the other end.
Margaret, wait, did you hear the blog talk, stupid lady?
No, it just
blog
went
talk,
dead.
Stupid lady, what?
Oh, because Shirley and I heard the blog talk, thank you for, you know, that's how I got.
Yep. But mine didn't do that till after, a few minutes after it cut me off. I'm like,
oh, really? That is weird.
Okay, the Yankees are winning 3-1. All right.
Okay, well, what was the score?
3-1. Yankees, the bottom of the ninth. That means that the home team is up. Come on, strike their ass out. Come on.
Okay, so did you like the Yankees, I take it?
I love, did you notice that? I love the Yankees. I'm an avid fan. I've been a fan for years. I have my little Yankee cap and everything, my little World Series shirt.
I'm
a Yankee all the way, baby.
Well, you know, I love the Seattle Mariners, even though we haven't done Zach Sitt, sorry for swearing, but...
you haven't done Zach shit, is right.
Yeah, we haven't done Zach Sitt in about 5 years.
I know.
You know,
but
we
no,
had that great... We had that great 95, 96, 97, 2001, and then it all went
all
to
downhill.
Hell.
Mm-hmm. All downhill. Well, the
you
Yankees
know,
have
and,
had, look, before last year when they won the... World Series, they hadn't won since 2000. So that was like 9 years. The Yankees hadn't won any, hadn't won the World Series.
Oh, so, yay!
What happened?
Hello?
What?
Finally! I got
oh, okay. I was looking in the album, and, but we are so glad you're here.
It's freezing. I'm walking out. I'm walking out in the parking lot. It's so cold.
Okay, you
I'm
can
getting
show
a lot of static here, girl. Getting a lot of static.
Oh, is there a lot of static? Is it me? I'm on my, well,
I don't
hear
know.
Any
well,
static.
I didn't want to say anything, Terry, but as soon as you came on,
it
sounds
static.
Windy.
It's probably it's windy out here. Maybe that's what it was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually
God.
When I talk quietly, she can hear the wind and everything on my on my Bluetooth.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Is that better?
So you cannot kill your little sister, but I got you text and
I was falling asleep in my class when I was texting you during the show.
Well,
yeah,
I should have already told them that.
I The two of the three students were reading these long articles in class, and they were like long, and I was like antsy in my seat. I was wanting to leave. Me and my friend were discussing leaving during break, but we never did.
Yeah, well, I thought you were gonna call during break.
I didn't take a break because we were. He was looking over our articles and everything, and I was just. I didn't take a break. I don't know why. I just didn't take one this time. So I was talking to some friends in my class. That's probably why we're having a big conversation. So.
Oh, how did your presentation go?
Oh, it was pretty good. I was nervous. Remember, I told you I had trouble with my implications and my assumptions,
yeah.
I was doing my presentation, and I go, I'm not sure if these are implications, but I, read them anyway, and I said I had a hard time doing research on them, and so the teacher's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good, implication and assumptions, but I didn't put anything in there. I know. I didn't put anything regarding public management. She asked me a question regarding that, and I go, well, I Googled everything, and I couldn't find anything on public management. She's like, well, you're not really going to find anything on the internet. It's basically my thoughts on it, And I was like, well, I didn't know. I didn't say that, but I didn't know that I had to think of what I would do in that situation if I were in public management regarding that policy. But
okay.
I own that paper. I got a 18 and a half out of 20 points. So
good.
In my film critique, yeah. So, I'm telling the whole world right now, they needed to know.
So,
today on General Hospital, Michael told Dante that he killed Claudia, Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
What
is Dante going to do? Is he going to turn Daddy Dearest in, or Mikey?
Because
he's going to be conflicted, I think.
Yeah, because this promo that I saw, Dante says to Lulu, oh my God, Sonny didn't do it.
Hey, does anybody watch Glee?
No, sweetie,
anybody,
I don't watch
it. I love that show. People got to tune in to Glee. It's a good, good show.
Yeah, it is.
I
absolutely watched it too last night.
And I was on the Glee kick last night on YouTube, and I was watching it, and I'm watching videos and, and everything. And so I was
What kind of videos were you watching
Glee is they kind of do, songs. They cover songs. Last night they covered Madonna or whatever, and I sometimes go on YouTube and watch the fanfic videos that people put together and everything, and I was watching that, and then I just got on the kick, and then I was trying to watch some scenes from, I kept rewinding the episode from yesterday. I kept watching it over and over and over again. I guess that was a good show last night, so.
Oh, okay.
And I went to bed really late, but I'm not going to say what time I went to bed.
Well, don't. Nobody goes to bed early. Except Bridget. Bridget Golden.
What time did
Bridget,
you go to bed?
She's just so wonderful. Look, she has 8 hours. She gets up in the morning singing along with the birds. She's just happy, happy, happy.
Bridget, what time did you go to bed last night?
I was in bed by 10, so I would have my
good.
Yeah.
You were good, Bridget.
No.
I don't need to sleep early anymore.
What?
10 o'clock.
Go ahead. I was why can't I go to bed at night like that? You know what? I'm at a drive-thru and I'm gonna order, so I'm gonna go on mute, but I can hear you guys unless you wanna hear my order.
What are you gonna order?
You wanna hear my order?
Yes.
Look, Terry, if we can listen to your flushing of the toilet, we can hear your order.
Or my burping. Oh man, that's
sad. Shirley, you took that right out of my mouth.
I just wanted to say that. Can I get a mini meal, the cheeseburger mini meal?
Oh God.
A Diet Coke, please.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. You ordered something for all of us.
I'm gonna play this back, and it's gonna be so funny. I'm gonna crack up laughing.
Oh, God.
And I got to find my wallet.
This lady is the sister on the whole thing because, you know, you usually listen to me.
Then we pass you up. There you go. There you go.
It's really dead in the chat room today.
I know.
Here. I would say maybe because the show sucks. I mean, there's nothing to really talk about, you know?
Really? Or maybe everyone was thinking Jay was going to call in, and
well,
I just
know,
Jay,
what have we been talking
about? So Jay is the star of the show. Maybe he'll come on Friday night.
Hey, Bridget, did you see Lost last night?
Yes, I liked it last night.
It was, oh, my gosh. What's going to happen?
I don't know, but I don't think Desmond shot what's-his-name in the well.
Me neither.
I think he left him alive.
What is it about Desmond, though? What is that all about him in that alternate reality? What was that all about?
I know.
Was he bringing people together or something, or what?
Because he's with that other gal that got blown up.
With
the dark haired gal that got blown up last week.
God,
she was with him that last night.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And Claire was a physics teacher or something.
What's that?
Was Claire
Thank
the music teacher for his son?
Claire is his sister. That's his sister, right?
Yeah. But see, that gal was with Claire and him and his son for an appointment for his music or something.
Oh, I thought Desmond was bringing her because he said to her, I can help you with an adoption or whatever. And I think he was, I think he sent her to the lawyer to help her with an adoption or whatever for a baby.
And I wanted to smack Sawyer. Sawyer's being a butthead.
I know.
He is such an ass.
Who's Sawyer? Sawyer is the sexy blonde guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
I think Kate still is in love with Jack.
I'm a Sawyer and Kate fan. I want Kate and Sawyer to be together. I knew he choked on that. Now I reset him. I was laughing then. I choked almost.
Oh, God. Be careful. What are you eating?
Yeah, I'm eating a double cheeseburger.
Oh, okay.
Did you get fries or no?
I got the small fries. And I got the mini meal.
Okay.
Really cheap. Yeah, so. Let's see, what else is happening on the show? Okay, what was on last night? Okay, we had Glee. Nobody watches Glee, so I couldn't.
Hey, I do.
Oh, yeah, So, Carly, didn't you love Glee last night? But you know what happened at the end of Glee, though? They cut it off because American Idol went on too long, and a lot of people were pissed off
That's
what
I need. Okay, sweetie, that's what I'm trying. When you go home, you need to manually, how long did you record American Idol for?
I said an hour and a half from
8 to 10:30.
Oh,
no,
whatever
your
time.
Is it for 2 hours,
right? It was 2 hours and a half.
You know
really?
Why, Terry, you know, they had that Idol Give Back, you know. You know, they have that annual thing to give to, you know, starving people, poverty-stricken people. They have that every year. So.
You know what? I don't even know if I want to watch that. I don't want to sit through that. I mean, I just want to see who lost or who got booted off or whatever.
Well, I will turn to...
Was it a male or a female, Shirley, you know?
Carly's going to be mad.
Well, you can say
it was a male.
Okay.
A male. Well, they've only got two females left on the show.
I know. That's why I was wanting enough of this, because I don't want any more females to leave yet.
No.
Yeah, me either.
No. They only got two on the show, but it was male.
Well, based on the performances last night, I kind of have a feeling of who could have been in the bottom three, but... I really like Crystal. I think she's going to win.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Crystal's very good, and so is Michael. Michael, although Michael
oh,
can
I
be
love
very
Michael.
Very annoying, though, but he is good.
I know, I love Michael too. He's like good too. So I was shocked when he got into when he was like
at the bottom three,
but they saved him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That happens every year. Some great singers. See, it all depends on, it becomes a popularity. It's whoever is the most popular. You don't have to have talent.
That's what
you
happened
have
to Jennifer Hudson.
They booted her off, honey, and she went on to win an Oscar.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So you don't have to be in the, you don't have to
no,
win American Idol
don't.
To go on. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about American Idol. People think, oh, even if you're in the, even if you're, like, not in the top five, you're in your top 10.
You're getting exposure. That's what you're getting. And somebody's going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to offer that person a contract. And they like Jennifer, and that's why they put her in the movie, and she was a scene stealer. I love Dreamgirls. I love Dreamgirls. Every time it comes on, I always watch it. I love Dreamgirls.
Brenda, you're still here, right?
Yes.
Well, I have this feel of, like, it's 5 minutes, you know, before the show ends. And, yeah, we were, Carol, we were,
Mapped off. I was,
what?
Bridget
yeah.
And I was
zapped
off.
Yeah, Sue got disconnected. Well, we all got disconnected the other night, and Sue was just talking
away, man.
And
nobody
was on
the other end. I really took it.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
That's a whole definite talking to yourself, Shirley.
I know.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I mean, I do live alone, so it's really not that out of character. I mean, I talk to myself all the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
So, Carol, so are we... are we going to be on the green thing tonight, too?
Yeah, probably. I was thinking about playing my class. How sad is that?
Oh, my gosh.
I was getting so bored with listening to the articles because they were, like, long, and all these other thoughts came into my mind, and I was thinking about Glee, and, you know, and I don't know why I'm on a Glee kick, you know?
That's
such
a good
show.
The Yankees won 3-1.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. Turn back, baby. Yeah.
Fort Greene just put on Twitter that they won 3-1.
Well, I'm so glad they won. If only Jason and Elizabeth would get together, then my day would be complete. My world would be perfect.
You know, I hope Jason and Liz get together very soon. I really
Me too.
I've never wanted a couple together in my whole life.
Yeah, me either.
I did. Jackson and Erica.
Well,
Jackson and Erica was the only couple that I wrote in for. We sent in bad. We did. I sent in postcards fighting for them, and
really,
and they actually put them back together. I was shocked. I had come home from work or something, and I happened to turn on the TV, and Lord, what do I see? The promo for Jackson and Erica kissing. I said, "Oh, wait a minute, man! We did it."
Well, there's really nobody to put Erica with on the show.
I'm
so sorry, old man Adam. It's time for him to leave. It's time for David Canary to leave. Leave, David, leave. But, but Jackson and Erica, I mean, she and Walt Willie, they have great chemistry.
I didn't like Erica with Dimitri. I never bought that pairing.
I did. I loved Dimitri.
Well, he was all right, but to me, her favorite, my personally favorite pairing is Jackson. What is
that? I love Jack and Erica. I know. I always wanted them together when they first had first games together. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what I thought because Erica slept with his brother, I always thought and slept with him.
Yeah.
I always thought I was like, wait a moment, what if Bianca was really really dark? Okay, we have 60 seconds, but we are going into overtime. Come back on Monday, and maybe, like, more crazy things will happen. Maybe someone...
Come back Friday. Aren't you co-hosting Friday
yeah.
on the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear that? I just, like, burped.
Well, you know what? That's to be expected. We don't. Nothing will surprise us coming from you, Sherry.
I just had soda and it came up, and I couldn't have said anything because nobody would have heard it. But.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh man. I don't know what's wrong with me these days on the show. I'm burping, I'm going to the bathroom, I'm flushing the toilet, thinking that it's not that loud enough where people can hear.
Oh, my God.
I find you, sis, I find you so humorous. Really, I do.
And I thought you were the funny one.
I know.
Well,
and
maybe y'all should take the act on the road, girls. You know what I mean?
I know. And Shirley's becoming quite funny, too. Shirley's been really funny these past couple of shows.
Yeah, but so has Bennett.
Bridget, too, funny. Especially when she gets to the chat,
Bridget is funny, boy. Don't piss off Bridget. So I see when she goes off, you see she has all the energy because she's well rested and everything. So
you know, Ben
really
okay. But please don't get 8 hours sleep because
because it's 11 o'clock now and I'll probably only get, well, if I don't get cut off within the next.
Yeah, right. That's
30
right.
You
seconds.
You know what? I'm going to admit it. You know, I went to bed at 5 a.m., but I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep in the morning. I called Carly at like 4 or something. Or
oh, my
like,
gosh.
And
I'm like,
I go,
what should I do? Should I just call and work sick tomorrow or something? Because there was no way I'm going to be able to work without that much sleep. And so I called in sick at work today.
Oh.
And
What is that job number? What is that job
number? I know. I had 8 sick days left, you know, so, and school's almost over. So I thought I'll just use a map. I mean, I don't really have any more vacation days left. If I use a vacation day, I'm going to have to use it as a furlough day, and I won't get paid for it. So I'll just use up my – I know. One time I did that. I ordered some Jonathan and Tammy tapes from somebody that did it for Guiding Light because I was a big fan of Jonathan and Tammy, and I watched it. I didn't go to bed till 5 in the morning because I was I couldn't sleep because it was so good. I was watching the whole storyline practically.
Wow.
With the DVDs that I got. I had like 6 of them or something, and I was watching them from the time like the afternoon until like the wee hours of the morning. And I went to work, and I was so tired, man. I was like a walking zombie, you know.
Yeah.
So when I get a full time job, Carly, I'm not gonna be able to call you at midnight. I'm gonna have to call you at 10 or something.
You know? Yeah, I mean, no, seriously, we have this midnight time every day. Like, even if I'm bathing, like, something, I keep looking at the clock because I know Chio's going to call, like, around midnight. And so I get all happy.
But then, sometimes I'm 15 minutes late and she'll let me know that. She's like, hey, you're 15 minutes late.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
A little possessive, aren't we?
Yeah. No, because she totally freaked me out the other day. She was in a drive-thru, and she just said, you know, when we were talking on the phone, and because it's hands-free and stuff, but she goes, what if I crashed and you heard it? And I'm like,
I said, what if I wasn't looking when I was turning? What if I didn't look? And there's a big truck coming, and it totally tumbles on me, and my car is totally totaled, and she could hear me, like, so dead silence.
What do you say?
And I'm, Yeah, and I'm totally smushed her. I don't know.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's so cold today. It's been cold today.
It's cold here.
I know. Why?
Silly.
Yeah.
Is it like 80 degrees where you are at yet?
Yeah, it is. Well, it was today, yep.
Well, remember, don't walk in the hot sun like you did that one day.
No. I've been going out. It's been so nice because it's been very, very breezy. So even when I go out, you know, because most of the time I go out and I get in my daughter's car or I get in anybody's car to come pick me up. And you don't really, you know, you're not that exposed. But when I go on my walks, man, it's been, these past few days, it's been beautiful. It's been like in the low 80s, and it's really, really nice.
We're not getting
really
the beautiful weather right now. It's like so breezy and cloudy and everything.
Yeah, well,
I mean, the wind could possibly not be
here.
Down.
I wish it would rain some more. We need more rain. Anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, this. Oh, and Brenda, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, but with how.
Oh, trust me. If I got cut off, you'd be hearing it on the chat room. I'd be singing words on that, typing so fast.
Oh my gosh! But it's really been relatively quiet.
I know.
They need an evil face that has a flip-off finger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So every time I get cut off early, I can flip them off.
With the ma.
Let's see. Are
you supposed to have big? Are you supposed to have big under your eyes when you are like 30? Around like 30? I'm just curious.
What is because what your grandma said today?
Yeah,
it's
all
that
lack
about.
Of sleep you're getting, Carly. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It's the lack of sleep.
Yep.
So you
and
know
I'm
what, okay. So
I
you know what I did? You know
what
I did because I thought it would, like, take away. I tried using tea bags over my eyes for, like, an hour. Not the whole hour, but I kept, you know, the tea bag invention of what I did not work. I thought
don't
it
you
might
have
work.
To, don't you have
cucumbers.
To take them off?
Cucumbers
you
on your eyes.
Them, you don't leave them on for, you know, aren't you supposed to take them off and put them back or you take them off?
Oh, well, yeah, I was doing that. Yeah, I was doing that. I was just thinking, you know, just because when my grandma said that, I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking of Kelly Monaco.
Kelly Monaco? What the hell are you thinking about her for?
She's got all bad.
Bags under her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really. Yeah,
Kelly Monaco. Hey, speaking of Kelly Monaco, but indirectly, Vanessa Marceau supposed to, I don't know why, but because we're talking about, me and Carly were talking about Vanessa Marceau and Kelly Monaco, that there'd be big competition if Vanessa Marceau were to go on there, you know? Boy, I would love to see.
Well, if you would really think about it, it's really no really competition. I mean, Vanessa is an actress, so it stops there.
But you know what? But I don't think Brenda and Sam were ever in a scene together.
Who?
Brenda and Sam.
Talking about a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
was it Vanessa gone before Kelly came?
But remember when they came back?
They did come back.
Like 2006. And I was curious because I've always been a Vanessa Marceau fan.
I don't even think I'm going to watch American Idol. You said it half an hour of it. I only did 2 hours of it.
Oh, so it's off.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I don't know. It's just one more thing I have to watch when I have a bunch of things to watch on my DVR.
What you do, just like I said, here on the East Coast, it was on from 8 until around 10:30. So if you don't want to see the whole show, you know,
Yeah.
You know, they had different performers on there, too, because it's this, you know, it's like a mini telethon in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. I'm just going to delete it.
But you can just
set
it for, like, the last 15 minutes, and then you'll know who got booted off.
Well, I think it's over. I think it's over. Is it still on? Wait a minute. Oh, wait. Maybe it's still on. Oh, you said 8. Started at 8, 9, you said 10:30, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Bridget.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Carly. Okay, yeah.
Shirley.
I got it here. Oh, okay. There's
Is the show still on, Tara?
Yeah, it's still on here.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Okay.
I donated money a couple years ago for it, a long time ago. Yeah, I think it was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think like, yeah, I did get back last year. Because of the...
You know, American Idol, you know, that's just... I think a lot of people are pissed off with the way American Idol goes over. And then...
Yeah.
And then because of another show they watch after, it gets cut off because of that. And that's what happened last night in Glee. A lot of people were pissed off that American Idol went over 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then it affected the ending of Glee, which was one of the best parts of the show, but they're going to re-air it on Friday, April 23rd.
Well,
you know,
I have
never understand when they have the time, it comes on like at 8 o'clock, then it goes off at 9:02 or 9:02, what is that about?
That's because of the fact that American Idol, it kind of could go a little bit
longer, then,
so I guess they added a couple more minutes.
Yeah, and then Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
the same thing,
Julie. Does the same thing, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened
on
Days of Our Lives today?
Mm-hmm.
None of them. Okay, Bridget, you haven't watched it yet either, right?
I watched the end of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
I think Hope's back to being some, like, Princess Gina or something. She's
I
want to
know what's
kind
in
of
that
a...
little box that Sierra found.
I think they're pills. I think they're like, I think they might, because I read a spoiler somewhere, a little article that she's taking like sleeping pills or something, but it's given the wrong reaction to her. So I think she's doing the opposite effect to her or something. And I think she's going to end up at a poker game, and supposedly dead Dr. Baker's going to be there or something.
Who the hell is Dr. Baker?
He's the one
that delivered Nicole's baby or something, or he was all involved with...
He did the baby switch.
Yeah,
yep.
The baby switch. Yeah.
But didn't they kill it? Didn't he die?
Wait a minute.
That's what
I
thought.
He was killed, wasn't he? Yeah, they
killed him.
Yeah, but supposedly he's back.
Oh, God.
I know.
Boy, man.
Was Gomer Beautiful good today?
Hmm?
Did anybody watch Bold and Beautiful today? Is it good to watch, or should I just delete it?
I haven't watched it yet. I say no. Leave it because Bill and Donna have a really good moment. That's what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, they're like on right now. Yeah, I was just playing it really quick. I know somebody in my class had his laptop, and he was watching. He was keeping track of the Angels. He was keeping track of the Angels game tonight.
Oh, really?
It's so funny. And a friend of mine, I went in class, and my friend's like, "Come sit up here with me." And I'm like, "No, I like sitting in the back because you know you could do things that you probably wouldn't be able to do in front of the class, like get your cell phone out and maybe text or something, or like fall asleep when you shouldn't be or something." And plus, you know, my friend Grace was going to be showing up, so, and we always sit together in the class and everything, so I go, no, I'm used to sitting back here and everything, so, yeah. I know, and I got my cell phone out. I had put my purse on the desk, and I'm bringing my cell phone out, and that's when I texted Carly. I go, "I'm falling asleep right now," and everything, and I had my purse kind of with my shield so the teacher wouldn't see.
You know, it's funny. They on the 12 o'clock news this afternoon. They were talking about cell phones and teenagers texting. Like no one uses their phones anymore. And they were talking to this. They were talking to this one teenager, and she said, "Oh no, I don't use the phone." She said, and she was saying how many messages she had and all the. I said, "My gosh!" I said, "Do they?" And I said, "And she's doing this while she's in class." I said, "These kids."
My niece, my 17, 16
getting niece, out of the cans, yeah.
Well, yeah, but she was doing that, and. My sister-in-law started monitoring when she was doing it, and she got her phone taken away for like 2 days.
Yeah, you got to take the phones away, right. It's getting serious because people are texting while they're driving and stuff. I mean, people are crazy. I said, "Lord, what? Are you one of those people, Sarah?" Oh, gosh, I'm not going to be on the road with you, baby.
I do that. You gotta be careful.
You really do. I mean, good Lord. We're talking about this texting. This is a big thing now, Dave.
I'm reading some
Oreo
cookies
right now. No one picks up the old telly.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, that sounds good.
Double, they're the double ones, too.
You mean. Because now I'm the one, and yes. And I don't even have any ice cream left.
What?
My ice cream got all done last week. I was eating ice cream while I was in the hospital last week. And every time I saw Sam, I would eat ice cream. I don't know why.
She's going to make us fat if they don't get rid of Jason.
I know.
If they don't get rid of Sam on the show. Or
today's scene with him was stupid.
What happened?
Well, it cut from Olivia and Johnny in this house, and she's telling him why she can't move in, and it goes right from them to Jason and Sam. He's explaining her. They're talking about the dang son, him going to prison for Sonny again.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was dumb. And then the next thing you know, they're running up the stairs, and he's grabbing her, and she's laughing. And it's like, it was not even less than... It wasn't even a minute or a minute and a half scene.
Oh, my gosh.
Pointless. It was stupid.
Even our scenes, our 30-second scenes were a lot more better than those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, at least we had him nibbling on her neck and, you know. And
oh,
it was
just more,
it was so romantic, you know.
Yeah. He, we had him,
was
like,
all about lust. And
I know.
And stupidity, you know. Whatever.
I don't get that.
That's why I don't watch it. I can't deal. I can't stomach watching them laughing and giggling, running up the stairs.
Even when
I fast
forward
watch.
Their scenes together, I still can't stand seeing it on there.
What about you, Brendan?
What? The only part of GH I liked was when. Of the Elizabeth scene with Michael Learned and she was dancing with Patrick.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Matt comes in with the bow and she puts it around his head.
Who was dancing with Patrick?
Michael Learned.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the Shirley. Oh, really? Oh, good
yeah.
for her.
Hey,
how
what
long
do you think about
supposed
the
to be
Michael?
On the show?
Well, she's probably be on it for like just a little while, for a few weeks maybe.
Well, it's a six.
What is the purpose for her? You know, just like with Franco, what is her purpose?
I think her purpose is for Elizabeth to make her see things more clearly or
mm-hmm.
to get her life back to the way it was. But what I'm hoping it's not going to do is. Make her realize that Lucky's the love of her life and try to fight for Lucky.
No, because you know what? I bet you money that Jonathan Jackson is gone by the end of summer because his movie comes out. He has to go do a movie.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know about that.
And
so does Tyler. And
yeah, but this movie is like a six-month movie, like on the other side of the country.
Okay, so it's going to be, this is for the big screen. This is not for a TV movie. This is for the big screen.
Yeah, big screen. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just praying to
How come Steve can't find nothing? Steve
I
can't
know,
find
really.
It. Why can't he find something?
You know, put Steve Burton in scenes with he. I think he can act out anybody, even Jonathan Glassman. You know.
Oh, Steve,
I mean,
he's a fine actor. Steve Burton's a fine actor.
He was like back in the day when he kept leaving the show. I mean, he was getting some good roles, like Steven Spielberg
and then he did the Steven Spielberg miniseries at Science, the sci-fi thing.
Yeah, that was really good. I liked that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought he was like on another movie too, like the Band of Brothers.
I forgot who was in Band of Brothers. That movie was like, that miniseries was like really good. That was sad though, when I would watch that.
Everybody's getting these movies. I said, well, damn, how come Steve can't catch a break? And then he signed so early. I mean, that's sort of weird why he signed. I mean, this is not even May. It's April, and he already.
Do
we really know this is true? People put out so many lies out there. I don't know whether he signed
in October.
Huh?
Especially when he supposedly signed in October.
I don't believe he signed already. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there with him, but why would he sign now? I mean, if he knows that he's going to sign anyway, why does he feel he has to sign so freaking early?
Did he
sign
for a year? Or was it a year?
It was a year.
Maybe he's doing this
yearly
thing.
He's going year by year now.
Yeah, well, that's... Guess that's good. Yeah, if he doesn't like the storyline or in the future, he could just totally quit after the year's up. You think he'd quit now, though, but I think because of the economy. But he has that Monavie thing, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, but the thing is, he bought a house next to, I mean, for the studio.
I think he's just renting. I don't know whether he bought a house. He sold his house, but I think he's just renting this house. And it's supposed to be near where Becky and what's the guy named
Scott?
You know, all of supposed to be like living close together.
Yep.
It's just nice, even though Jason and Liz aren't together on this, it's just nice knowing that they're really good friends in real life.
They're friends.
They're like the best of friends. And I think Steven and his. Who's calling me right now? I think Steven.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Oh, my friend's calling me. I'm gonna have to take this. So I'm gonna.
Hey, which one?
Okay.
My friend Michelle's calling, so I'll talk to you guys later. Okay.
Yeah, call me in the night.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. That's strange because he doesn't usually call. Well, I think with everything out there that has been spoiled. This is just me, that by end of, like, because Becky leaves in August or July, and when that happens, I do feel like, you know, the only person that can go after her is Jason. I mean, Lucky and Nick are too dumb for it.
Well, wait a minute now. If she's supposed to be presumed dead, who are they going after? If she's presumed dead, where are they going?
Okay. The latest rumor I've heard is Elena will kidnap Elizabeth and the baby and do something with the baby. And then Elena might be telling everyone that is presumed dead. You know, but you know what? That's actually a good way to do it because of the fact that, you know, there's a reason why Jason will go after her. I mean.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, okay, so if, let's say if that's going to happen, so then what's going to happen with her kids? Jake and,
Boomer has it that it's going to be worse than when she delivered Jake. and see him die delivering Zeke. So I don't think this baby will see the light of day. Because giving a baby to Elizabeth with, you know, I don't think they would go the Cassidy mode. But since I think Jonathan and Jackson is leaving, I don't think they are going to make him the father because I don't think they will ever come back after this stunt.
Well, you never know. No one thought he was going to come back this time either.
Yeah.
So you never know. And like I said, the economy, you know, but at least he has a movie he's doing. He's shooting a movie.
Well, he's got his band, too, so they're working on.
So he has a,
he has something to fall back on.
Right.
So
I don't know Steve's business. I know he got that Monavie, but then who knows, you know. You know, sometimes those juices, you know, it was a fad, you know, everybody all drink this, it's the cure for cancer, it's the cure for everything. You know, and he's supposed to be doing very well. He held some kind of office in that company, and he and Becky's husband and whatever, but
yeah.
But you never know, you know, you never know. Maybe people are sick of the juice, you know. Yeah, they could be sick.
Maybe
of the
Kelly
juice.
Needs to be start drinking the juice.
Oh God.
Maybe he'll get rid of all those bags and wrinkles she's got hanging.
I think she has, girlfriend hangs out. She's a party girl. You know.
Oh yeah.
She used to be in the day. I don't know what she's doing now. I read, but she has this new boyfriend now.
Oh, she broke up with that one that she had for 15 years.
Yeah, but she's got a new one.
Well, I mean, that bodes everyone's rumor that Kelly is pregnant and going to get married, because I don't see that.
Yeah.
I mean, then she could not drink for 9 months and that... You know, it might not be good. And
didn't they have the pregnant rumors out before last year, as a matter of fact? You know, she had a little bulge, you know, a little tummy, you know. So.
Well, her tummy, no, I mean, but, you know, Elizabeth looks, I mean, Becky looks really beautiful pregnant. I mean,
she's
it's not that she looks, what?
I said she's beautiful, period.
Yeah. But, you know, every time she's gotten pregnant, I think she's always, you know, been really pretty pregnant. Because
she blossoms. I mean, and that weight she puts on is good because Becky is too thin. These girls in Hollywood, they think they have to get, you know, pencil thin. Or maybe that's her physical makeup. She's such a tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks good when she gets pregnant. So I know the last time she looked good because she put on the little weight and she looked really good. But like I said, she's a beautiful girl anyway. So.
Oh yeah. And,
it wouldn't take much.
It's so funny. Dragon Lady is still in here.
Mhm. Has he found out he's not the father? Who are they talking about? Lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lucky and Nick.
Lucky and Nick. Oh, God. Nick and Lucky. So it's still those two, huh? Are they still fighting over Elizabeth or what? I mean, I thought Lucky had washed his hands of the whole Elizabeth thing. But,
yeah, that's what I thought, too. And, you know, every time I see Lucky on there, I want to fast forward. I just don't like him.
I just can't understand why she's having such a problem of letting go when she said in the past that she was, I mean, I go far back as to Emily, when Emily was still alive, when she had that combo with Emily saying that she shouldn't have married Lucky the second time because she knew that she wasn't in love with him.
Yeah.
You know, that
she'd
always
She loved him,
but she wasn't in love with him.
Yep.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden he's the love of her life. I mean, make up your freaking mind, writers. I mean, they really forget what went down. You know, do they remember what they write? You know, she loves him. She loves him not. She loves him. Make up your mind. You know.
Exactly. It's like one of those things that
Well, they've done the same thing with LL that they've done with Liaison, though. They put them back together, break them up, put them back together, break them up. I mean, it's a circle that they can't seem to break.
Yeah, well,
you can only put so many characters together before it gets redundant and boring.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's come to that.
Well,
it's
come to that. It's been quite a few years.
It has because, you know, I mean, like I said on here before, I would never have lived a Lucky fan at all. Way back with Zay-Zay, I was not. I didn't give them. And once when Zay-Zay got introduced to Elizabeth in that box call,
that was it.
I'm like, hello, what just happened there? I mean, it was one of those really good moments, and
Steve has got those eyes. Steve can give those intense looks.
Mm-hmm.
He gives those,
and he doesn't give Sam the same looks. He doesn't have that same fire with her as he does.
Because that's an Elizabeth thing. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, you know, certain actors, they have their own look.
Even the way Jason hugs Sam and hugs Elizabeth so differently. He hugs Sam one arm did. When with Liz, it's two arms.
Mm.
Like it's a real hug. With Sam, it's not. You know, like Terry and I were talking, if it would have been Carly, Sam, and Liz in that bomb thing, you know, he would call Sonny and go, you get Carly, and I get Liz. This is like what happened with the Metro coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because they must have said, okay, Sonny's like, well, I guess I will get Carly, and they think of Liz, and... You know, I was happy that Sam was outside doing the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's how she became the everyday hero.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of her everyday hero, you know? You know, I mean, just like Mighty Mouse, she saved the day, you know? But it's just that chemistry they have with each other, Steve and Becky, it's just awesome. It's just off the track, man. It's just... Well,
yes. What time is it there, Shirley?
Hmm?
What time is it? Is it 1:30?
It's 1:30.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Mm. Wow. And I bet Brenda will get 7 hours sleep at least.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Oh, boy. Wow.
You know, I mean, I don't know if it's the weather or my allergies or whatever, but the last couple of nights, it's like I cannot sleep with anything, and it's like, you know, it's weird when you want to sleep, but your body telling you you can't. It's just like, that's not fair.
Well, I'm going to tell you, get some chamomile tea, because that's
it calms
good.
You down.
It calms you. And what you should do is take a bath.
Yep.
And then you drink your chamomile tea and your ass will be out. You will be
Work
out
for
of
me.
It. See, I take shower, and showers more or less wake you up. They don't really
A bath. The heat takes it out of your body and you just lay it in there in that tub and it just...
But
right
you drink tea, or even with me, you know, because I'm out of tea right now. But sometimes I drink like hot cocoa or something, something warm. I think
it's
warm
milk.
I can't take the warm milk by itself. I have to put some cocoa in there.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah,
and
I think warm milk by itself is. I agree with you. It always has to be hot cocoa because the warm.
Yeah, I can't drink the warm milk. I tried it one time. It's just not my thing. And I love milk, but I have to have some cocoa in there. So that's, you know, even when I don't have any tea, You know, I mean, if I really wanted to go sleep, I mean, I could just tell my body, okay, Shirley, get it together. But I don't get to bed until late because I'm watching, trying to find movies. You know, I just don't get sleepy. And then what happens is the TV that puts me to sleep. Of course, I think I'm going to look at something. Before I know it, I wake up and it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, with that, you know? Like with me sometimes, and then I forget to put the TV on sleep. I usually, you know, but the other night I didn't. And I'm not trying to be bad or unrespectable or whatever. I woke up and there was Obama's face. And I'm like, what am I watching? And I was watching
Obama's
one of those.
Face? What are you watching, like CNN or something?
Yeah, I guess I put, because I was watching Larry King.
Oh,
I was
Larry,
watching, so. Yeah, I was, well, I was waiting for Larry King to, oh, you know, say something about his divorce. And I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And the guy didn't say anything. I'm like,
well,
that's
funny because he has other people to come on this show who have marital problems.
I was cracking up. Yeah,
and he's been married around 7, 8 times.
8 times.
I said, Larry has been around the block. And I said, well, what do they see in this guy?
I know.
I said, he must be great in bed or something. I said, I don't see it. But then who am I? Everybody has different tastes, different strokes for different folks.
Well, yeah,
and
man.
And then they were talking on The View today. They were talking. It was saying, you know, was it yesterday? He has no, what do you call that? When you get married, you know, those papers that.
Oh, the prenup.
Yeah, he never had a prenup with all his wives. I said, well, he should be in the freaking poorhouse by now, because if he had to give, I mean, really, Bridget, come on, no prenup.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in the business, and he's been around the block, and been around the block, and been around the block. I don't get it. That's really stupidity. Come on, Larry.
Yeah, that's
come
what
on,
I was
Larry.
Thinking, because, you know, he talks to everyone about their wedding or their divorces and, you know, so he should have known.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of crazy. That's whack.
You know, and...
And he has children, too. He has grown kids, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, but he had 2 little kids, too.
Yeah, with this latest wife, yep.
Mm-hmm. And then he had this son that he never knew he had.
Oh, jeez. Larry's been a busy boy.
Bad boy, old Larry.
Bad boy.
You know, but you know what? I thought I would never say this, but I'd rather hear what's going on with Larry King than Tiger Woods or Jesse James.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, I honestly would not scan a book about Jesse James. My first thought was, see what happened after you win the Oscar, Sandra? See what happens? It's like a curse. I mean, it happened to Halle Berry, and so I'm like, well, people, you should not pray that you win the Oscar, you married the double.
Nah. Well, you know, like as far as Halle, you know, her husband, who I love his voice, but he was a player, you know.
Oh, okay.
He was a player. That just didn't happen because she won the Oscar.
Yeah.
And, he was doing that all along. He had issues, you know. And apparently Tiger Woods did too, you know.
Well, so Jesse James is if he was having affairs.
Mm-hmm.
He was having affairs before the Oscars, so yeah.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
yeah.
So, like these things just don't pop up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, things were brewing. Well, when she didn't thank her husband for at the Oscars, something was up then.
Oh, that's
She never said his name when she accepted her Oscar.
But then when she won, well, I don't know whether that was at the Oscar. That was at one of the other
Golden Globes.
When she won the Oscar, then she said, you know, she brought it, you know, to everyone's attention.
Yep.
How she didn't, you know, like she blew it, you know. But
well, because I'm at the Golden Globes, she mentioned Jesse, but not at the Oscars.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the other way around. She didn't mention it at the Golden Globe, so at the Oscars, she made a statement as to
oh, okay.
Her. she hadn't, you know.
You know, by having like three or four or five affairs at one time, how did, I mean, I'm thinking, oh my God, how did you keep everyone's name straight? And that's what I was thinking.
Who knows? Who knows,
Carly? Oh, my gosh, they had it here. It had not cut us off. We've been on the rail for an extra hour and 10 minutes, and it had to cut us off. That is strange. I mean,
wow.
You know, last time it was like 10-10, but this, no, they haven't cut us off yet, which I thought was funny.
I know. Soon I'll be talking, and I'll be talking to myself, so I'm sort of used to that now. When it first happened, I got an inferiority complex. I said, well, geez, was it something I said? But then the next time I said, nah.
No,
and
I
then,
mean.
And then Bridget gets kicked off all the time, boy.
And then, yeah, I mean.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah, because one night, Christy and I on Laidlaw Radio, we were bored, and we started doing commercials. After everyone left, we just started doing commercials, like...
Commercials?
Yeah, I don't know. She was just practicing how to do commercials, and I was listening, and we didn't get off the air until, like, almost, like, 12:30 here, and...
Really?
And we went back to listen, and I'm like, okay, no more wine for you, Christy.
Oh, you all were drinking too?
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't. She was. She had a really bad day at work.
Gosh.
And she goes, well, thank God you're the co-host tonight, because if I forget to do something, then you will say it, because she was
the,
you know, whenever she's stressed, sometimes, you know, she has a... A couple of glasses of wine and and yeah, and I was being funny one day. I'm like, gosh, you sound not that she sounded more funny drunk, but she sounded really, really funny. Yes, that's what happened to us when, you know, and because at one point she was gonna leave Block Talk and go on her own, this other radio show. But this other radio show, one of her paid $300 every time she used it.
Wow, $300?
Yep.
Ooh, baby.
So, yeah, $300. And I'm like, so, yeah, so she didn't, you know.
She has second thoughts.
Yeah, well, because, you know, one was like 300, one was even like 150 per week. And even 115 per week.
This is for one night, like if she comes on every Friday night, that would be 150 or 300 a pop.
Yep. So she's like, you know, I think I'm going to stay with,
I would think so.
Because, she just wanted, to make sure everything was okay. And that would be a lot of money.
Better believe it.
Yes. So, Bridget,
yes.
Yes. Now, one thing I learned about Lifetime Law is I always put the TiVo at like 2 minutes or 3 minutes later, because I'm always freaking out that somehow all me, like the last minute of all me lives, might be cut. So I'm always like, when I recorded it for like 5 minutes, you know, and I do that now with Grey's Anatomy and private practice. Because it's weird when they say 10:02 to 11:01 or 11:02.
I think it's so crazy. They just started it. I said, what kind of crap is that? You know, it's so crazy.
Yeah, and I don't think in the zone is going to be in the zone now much longer.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Well, because I guess Ryan is going to do the SoapOfficeSoaps.com podcast, and everyone is calling it the JTAM podcast.
Really?
Well, because he is so for the Sam and all that, and it's kind of sickening because he has this little poll, but he doesn't allow Jason and Liz to be part of that poll because they haven't worked in a scene in a long time. And but then when you have a couple of people voting for like Patrick and Lisa and all that, I'm like, you know what? But they're not even a couple.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and
let me
you
ask
know,
you this. How is Jason and Liz, how are they doing as a couple in the polls? I remember one
they're
time
still,
they were
they're
winning.
Still number one.
They're still
You're
number
kidding.
One. No,
they, really?
They go between one and two. They
yes.
haven't went below one and two in a
that's,
long time.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because and Jason and Sam are like number 8 or 9, and sometimes they don't even make the poll. You know, it's usually either Vaidon or Maxine Spinelli.
Right. Wow.
So even for the ABC, Soap Office Digest one, it's always Jason or Maxine Spinelli. And, you know, and even Sammy and Lucas still get a mention, too, in there. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
but when you have a couple that is supposed to be the couple, and they are getting 7 or 8, think about it. We won the SmackDown. We won that SmackDown, hands down.
Wow.
And then they wanted to, we do it to have Lucky and Liz, or Jason and Liz. And you know who came out on top? It wasn't Lucky and Liz, it was Zaydon.
You know, I was wondering, I wonder what Steve and Becky do. They probably don't even talk about the damn show when they're off, you know, in their personal lives. But I wonder maybe if they don't, you know, when they get their scripts, I wonder if they call each other up and say, have you read this dumb show?
I imagine they do because even...
I wonder, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they got, you know, after they leave that place, they said that, and, you know, like Steve calls it the factory or whatnot.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they really say, have you really read this?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. You know, I'm
yeah.
sure they, I mean, it's almost like, how can you not? I mean, you know, unless, you know, you really, really don't care anymore, but... It's a wonder because when Sonny found out that Drew got fired, he went to the Tops and talked
really?
To him. Mm-hmm. Because he was pissed. And
oh,
he was pissed
mm-hmm.
off that he didn't find it through, like, you know, the higher up or, you know, even Gusa. No, everyone found that out via Twitter.
Well, Goose is not part of management. Goose is a writer. So who did he go to? Did he go to Franz? Cause Goose
no,
is,
he
wow,
went to
Goose
Franz.
Just writing
no, wait,
stuff.
No, it was Franz and Goose said this is about Drew. You know, something about, you know, I mean, because sometimes you can see who Goose likes and don't. I really don't think... Goose likes writing for this Sam because Goose is making Sam look like an idiot.
He makes her look like a hoe. I mean, and right, you know, you're actually right. And a stupid one at that. And I'm saying, wow. I said, she must get pissed off when she gets her script, too. I mean, you know.
Well,
I mean, you can't.
Well, she asked for it. She got it.
She asked
to be a butt boil to Jason's butt, and she got what she got.
Well,
so
and I've heard.
For herself.
Well, I've heard there's only one person that likes really working with her, and is Nancy Legron. And I'm thinking, and yeah, because there's a chance that Nancy Legron is probably not going to renew her contract.
And when is her contract up?
June.
And she's got.
I don't see her on much anymore. I don't think she'll be on much longer. I think she's had enough all the BS. And she can take a little butt buddy Kelly Monaco with her.
Well, that's what,
if
you know, I mean.
Would. If only she would.
You know what, maybe, you know, because
Kelly
they
has
been,
nowhere to go. I don't know her personal life. I'm just saying. But
no,
but has no talent, so where is she going? You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, you know, I've heard that, you know, they are cleaning house big time in May.
It looks like all ABC soaps are cleaning house.
Yes.
They're like, you know, trimming down, you know, because that's money. But yet they're like, you know, letting people go. But yet they keep adding people on. So what's the point of letting the big stars go and then you're hiring all these little young kids?
Yeah, I will never understand why these of our lifeguard were passing Kava and Donna Marlena and brought in four new beads when they blamed it on the budget.
I just don't get that.
The other day I was looking at Lil White's, because she is doing this wine. They make their own wine and they sell it. And it looks like a pretty nice bottle of wine, but it's like $52.
Who's this? Makes their own
wine? Laura White, who plays Carly.
Oh, that's right. Don't they have a wine or something? Yeah, I was reading something about that, you know. Laura's cool. I love Laura Wright. I hate Carly. But I love Laura Wright. She seemed like she's really down, you know, very, very down to earth, you know. And Steve is a type, too.
Well, I love the other day when Spinelli and Carly had some scenes together. I'm like, my two favorite people. Oh, you know, I mean, if I cannot get Jason and Liz by now, let me see Carly and Spinelli. So, I went to
Carly
my room.
And Spinelli? Oh, come on.
Yeah,
Carly.
Oh my God, I loved it. I was in heaven. I loved it. I just, you know, because, you know, me having my big crush on Bradford, and even though he's married, I don't think that's going to go away. You know?
But Carly, what? Carly and Spinelli?
Yep.
As a romantic couple?
No. I just thought it was nice. But they finally showed
his scenes. Oh, okay.
They finally showed a scene, and it wasn't like Jason or Maxie in the scene. It was just the two of them, and I was cracking up.
Oh, okay.
Because Bradford was funny, and, you know, just the whole scene.
And Laura, you know, she can be sarcastically funny if there is such a thing. You know, I remember she would make so many faces at him, you know, couldn't figure out why he was so tight with Jason, you know, yeah.
But now I think she gets it because Carly went to Spinelli and goes, you guys have Jason out of going to jail for Sonny. And Spinelli goes, okay, I will try. I love the nickname he called her, like the blonde one or whatever. I was like laughing. And since Spinelli has like, he broke his leg, he was riding in this little, not scooter, but one of those, and it looked really cool. Oh my God! Did we lose Bridget?
No, I'm on RTN right now and drink Kool-Aid. On Kelly Monaco's Twitter 2 minutes ago, it says Conan, an early night, big day at work tomorrow, couch and movies for me. And underneath it says, does that mean she gets Jason two cups of coffee instead of one?
Oh my God!
I love it.
Oh my goodness! Oh wow! Wow. Well, at least Jason is no longer alone. He was complaining about being alone.
Oh,
now
well.
He's not alone anymore. He's got his bed warmer.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I like to refer her as the wall people. Well, you guys, I have 136 people following me on Twitter.
Oh, isn't that exciting? How many people you got, Britt?
Holy smokes.
Yeah, how many people do you have, Britt?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I know I don't have half of what you got.
Nobody's following me around. Oh, my God.
But, Brad, so whenever there's a Twitter thing, does it go off on your phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It goes off every few seconds.
Okay. When you're driving the bus, do you hear it?
Yeah, the kids go, Bridget, your phone's going off. I said, that's my Twitter. And they laugh at me. You are on Twitter, they say.
Well, I mean, it's funny, but, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I know if I put Twitter on my phone, I would be in so much trouble. I would never, never get off the thing. And, you know, I hope Talia is okay. I haven't heard from her.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about her right before I called, and we haven't heard from her. Well, I know she had death in the family. It must have been a close relative.
Yes.
Or maybe she's getting ready for, you know, school's coming to an end soon, you know. She's in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, by the way, Bridget, you have 23 people following you.
I do. Wow.
Yes, and you are following, and 18 people are following you.
Ah, I see.
Yes.
I'm reading all the stuff from...
Yeah, but Terry and I we both sail the daytime after dark, daytime 6976. So, yeah, sometimes they will go goes and post like a mad woman. Yes. You or not? Oh my God, Lois Wine is $52. Damn it. Why can't it be like 20. Why does it have to be $52? Damn
boy,
it.
Boy, the devil's den is sure. It says, Sam looks like hungover central, bag, sags, and haggard.
Oh, wow.
Sam's
aren't supposed to be,
last song,
isn't that supposed
it?
To be her peeps, too?
Yeah. It says, Sam's self-respect didn't last long, did it? Sam really needs to move the hell on. Maybe get some therapy while she's at it.
Oh, wow.
But remember what she said, too. Liz, I have my self-respect back.
Yeah.
You know, that was the moment where I really wanted to...
J-Tank fans are still not happy. Some of them, they aren't liking this. Devil's Den is... Yep.
Good.
You know,
you know
why? Because they wanted a romantic story. They wanted what Guza gave to Jason and Elizabeth, you know, romance. Because you didn't see none of this dumb crap that he's doing with Sam. It was different with them. And they were the looks and the touches and the words. I mean, and this, it was a whole different thing.
And I
think that's what their fans thought they were going to get. They were going to get all the romance and the love, and still they got the booty calls.
Well, yeah, and sometimes with Jason and Liz, there's this, like, look. Even when Emily died and, you know, Jason did not want to tell her this, but all Liz had to do, you know, was look at him. And sometimes they don't even have to talk or speak. They just
look. I mean, they're just so awesome. And Steve can look so intense, but, I mean, his looks, boy, he's...
Mm.
That man is too fine. He's something
else. Yes, he is. He's wasted on a butt boil like chemo.
Yes, I know. I mean, she'd be kissing his butt. I said, well, what a sweet butt kiss. them.
You know, I will never understand, you know, because we almost had that wedding. They had that wedding filmed.
Yeah.
And that, sorry, I know I shouldn't call the name, but that bitch stopped it. She complained. And I'm sorry, I will always think she's sleeping with Fonzie.
Well, I don't know about all that. Now, people be putting out, they be putting out stuff, you know, I don't believe that, you know.
Okay, but when you think about it, she's the only one that got all of her storyline changed. You know, no one else has had their storyline.
You see, that